news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. U.S.-Iran nuclear talks do not appear to be making much, if any, progress amid growing speculation that Israel may be preparing to strike Iranian nuclear sites. The U.S. is evacuating non-essential personnel, including military dependents across the Mideast. Tehran now says it will commission a new uranium enrichment facility. What started in Los Angeles spread elsewhere. Demonstrations against enforcement of federal immigration law in cities around the country. Things got heated in Spokane, Washington, where police deployed flashbang grenades to disperse rowdy crowds. In Los Angeles, L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says while peaceful protest is protected, rioting is not.
We've said this as a warning to people who are thinking about conducting these illegal acts, pretending that they are engaged in protests, but at the moment they engage in the illegal acts, they are no longer legitimate First Amendment protesters. They are criminals.
Senator Josh Hawley looking into a group that he says may be bankrolling the unrest.
Senator Hawley chairs the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism and says he wants to know whether funding for the riots came from a local nonprofit, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, or CHURLA. The organization has received funding from sources including the Department of Homeland Security. Hawley says now credible reporting suggests CHURLA may be providing logistical support and financial resources to some of those involved in the riots. Bob Agner reporting.
The Republicans have done it again, trouncing the Democrats in the annual congressional baseball game, a game for a cause raised more than $2.5 million for charity, and the final score 13-2. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 254 points lower, the Nasdaq futures down 66. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Good morning at 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And an early problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel. There's a wreck southbound right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. At one point, it was almost blocking the ramp from O'Donnell Street. I think the vehicles now, from what I can see in the camera shot, have been tucked into the right shoulder just a bit. So we're getting traffic by, but already on 895, we're backed up to and maybe beyond the Erdman Avenue ramp. So right now, if you're coming down through Rosedale, 95, definitely the better bet without any major problems there. The wreck is 895 south after O'Donnell Street. There is a wreck also on the BW Parkway northbound, north of the Capitol Beltway, coming up to the Goddard Center, and at least one lane affected there. Traffic north of the Beltway in Prince George's County is already slow. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 66 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland State Police have arrested two people in the death of a missing Delaware child. Last night, an Amber Alert was issued in Delaware for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins after her mother reported that she was kidnapped in Newark. Today, a child's body was found in a vacant lot in Northeast Maryland. Darian Randall was arrested and charged with first and second degree murder in her daughter's death. Cedric Britton also facing charges. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the name of the Howard County officer and the suspect in this week's deadly police-involved shooting. The Independent Investigations Division says Officer Michael McKee shot and killed 23-year-old Mike Booker of Columbia after he allegedly stabbed his brother with a double-edged spear. A civilian is being treated for serious burns following a Wednesday evening fire in Jessup. Firefighters were called to the 7900 block of Dorsey Run Road around 8 p.m. They were able to bring the fire under control in about an hour. And Maryland is the nation's seventh most expensive state for singles to live in comfortably. According to SmartAsset.com, a single adult in the state needs to make nearly $109,000 to live in sustainable comfort. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 830, pick 4, 9736. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dino Sports is up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the Orioles lay down the hammer last night on Detroit.
A 7-1 lead.
Westberg down the line and left. It's gone. Tucked inside the pole, and Jordan Westberg has been annihilating pitches in his first two games back.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Jordan Westberg's three-run eighth-inning shot was the exclamation point last night on a 10-1 shellacking of the Tigers, a much-needed win as Baltimore continues its climb up the AL ladder. After the game, an appreciative Westberg at the mic.
Man, I'm excited. I'm happy to be back. That's about all I can say right now. I'm just really happy to be back with these guys, happy to be playing in front of these fans, man. Love the atmosphere, love where we're at in the clubhouse right now. I'm just trying to have fun.
Last night's beneficiary was Zach Eflin, his third straight stellar start, his changeup extremely effective.
We knew kind of going in that it was going to be a good pitch, a lot of lefties. Just trying to induce weak contact as much as I can.
6 2/3 for Eflin last night. He gets the win, 1 run, 5 strikeouts. NBA playoffs last night, another fourth quarter comeback for the Pacers, this time from 5 down to a 116-107 win over the Thunder. Indiana leads the series now 2-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Harbaugh calls an audible. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Wow. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As always, thank you so very much for having us in. This and every single day, we crank it up right after the clock. By the way, before you leave the room, Gary, you said it was a stellar start. I just wanted to know, I like the alliteration. You know, if you could duplicate letters like that through the entire show, that would be so special for all of us.
I'm going to do the best I can,
Thank
Bruce.
You.
I know.
Thank
I know,
you very much.
I know you need the assist today.
I sure do. Pretty much every day, actually, sport. You know, we don't get through this without the assists. And again, as always, thank you very much, Gary Stein, for being here. Joe Powell sitting in the news. And as always, Kristen Hagerich, our executive producer, for getting us from 6 to 9 o'clock with only me crashing the car 7 or 8 times. We try to keep it down to a couple times an hour. A lot of ground again to cover. And a lot of ground again. Our focus ends up being on Los Angeles, although now the problem is seeming to spread. The problem is now seeming to spread to other areas, other big cities. As a matter of fact, they're aiming towards something really special this weekend, folks. As we go into, I think it's the anniversary of the birth of the Army, 250 years, if I recall correctly, big parade scheduled in Washington, D.C. Now, this is also Flag Day, yes, as well. But the left doesn't say it's the anniversary of the birth of the Army. It doesn't say it's Flag Day. Oh, it's Donald Trump's birthday. They're holding a parade for Donald Trump's birthday. No. The Army's 250 years old. I was in very, very briefly. My son was in for the full 8. I know people who are in for lifers. And I just don't know how to get through these people. I truly don't. I scratch my head and I wonder, what happened to this world? Something curious happened when we went to the all-volunteer army. And I think that's part of it. We went to the all-volunteer army in the 1970s, around 71, 72, somewhere in there. We were all draftees before then, through various means. I was a 1A coming out of college. My draft number was 78, I think, or 87, one of those two. So I knew I was going. I have friends who were, you know, college roommates of mine, friends of mine, who had gone to high school with, whose number was 350. And they were really happy because of it. They're fine, basically. They would extend the draft to however many numbers they needed. And if I recall the process correctly, they would pull a birth date and then pull a number, or the number and then the birthday, whichever, and you match them up, and then that would end up being their list of, for each year the draft was taking place in the latter years of the draft, as to exactly how you would be called in to end up going into the service. Many of us ended up going to Vietnam. I did not, thank heavens. And I have friends who did go, a friend who, you know, operated a little black box and planes flying overhead. But the idea somehow that we've moved so far away from understanding the vital role the military plays in our culture is to me a little sad, because now a tiny percentage of the population actually provides virtually all of the members of the military. It's like 4 or 5% at the outside of the entire population now provides everybody in the military. A National Guard, the Reserves, Active Army, Air Force, whatever. And that means that 95% of the population has no contact effectively with what that experience is all about. One of the things about being a draftee or being in the service in any generation is there are commonalities. You're able to talk to people about certain commonalities, whether they're a Korean War vet or a World War II vet or a Vietnam vet or an Iraq vet. There are commonalities. All those commonalities are gone. And I think that is to our detriment. But this weekend, we should remember 250 years of service to this country from those who have served and are serving. That should be the focus going into this weekend, not these stupid "we have no king" protests that they're scheduling. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Good morning. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, everything was fine until about 5:45. It's gone to hell in a handbasket since.
That's because you started then, right?
That's it. You know, they know how to play.
Yeah. Cause and effect, maybe?
Yeah, just, you know, let's get something that he can talk about by the time he comes on at 6:03. All right, so here we go. First off, 895, the wreck is southbound. I thought once the fire department arrived, things would change a little bit. They're blocking the right lane now, southbound, after O'Donnell Street. So basically, 895, which is only 2 lanes anyway, is now 1 lane southbound. And the backup is going to go back
towards Pulaski Highway. So again, if you're coming down from Rosedale, you hit the split, you might want to just stay with 95, which will start to begin to fill in that area anywhere south of O'Donnell Street going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just got word of an accident. Can't see it yet. It's on the outer loop between 795 and Liberty Road. Unfortunately, the camera right now is out at Liberty Road, but already and very quickly a backup back to 795 on the Beltway. And we're back here at the BW Parkway. We had the wreck right before 6 northbound in the area north of the Capitol Beltway. It's up near Goddard, and there was some road blockage. It's still very slow northbound from the ramp at 193 and headed up eventually towards 197 and 198. So three big problems early this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 61 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There is an air quality alert in effect, by the way. It continues today from yesterday until 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock this evening. So those of you who are susceptible to those kinds of issues, please be aware the AQI is not great right now. You'll be getting the headaches or the trouble breathing between now and 5 or 6 tonight until it begins to clear out. What we need is a good rain to clear the junk out of the air.
Is that from the smoke?
From a distance fire, yeah.
Yes, I understand.
I don't know what it's from, Chuck.
Because I know they had that smoke that was drifting in from Canada, you know.
You know, it's always this season, Canada seems to have wildfires. Yeah, always.
And we have the Saharan dust.
Ah. The Saharan dust.
Yes. I said, woke up and I said, smell like camel.
That's when you decided you were going to shower this morning after all?
That make any difference. Who knows? Just blend in.
One of the things that's happening right now, Chuck, out on the West Coast is there is this, this is your question. Where's all the fancy equipment for the protesters showing up from? Who's buying this stuff?
Yeah. I mean, you know, custom-made signs, helmets.
I mean, you know, gas masks. I mean, it's all showing up in trucks being handed out to the protesters so that right. They can use them. Caroline Levitt was actually asked that question yesterday as to who's funding these people.
You will see boxes and boxes of very professionalized masks and rioting equipment being dropped off for these protesters. So it's a good question the president is raising and one we are looking into about who is funding these insurrectionists and these rioters and these protesters and these illegal criminals.
Yeah, who exactly is funding them? Mm-hmm. Well, the indications are there are organizations on the far left that work as kind of a spider's web all together in order to make sure that the protesters, no matter in what city they happen to be, have enough protest equipment that they can be a royal pain in the butt. And that seems to be the goal. It seems to be in Los Angeles, and now, of course, it's going to expand this weekend. It's the No Kings protest. Matter of fact, a list was published yesterday. It came out on Patch that indicates all the various locations here that is going to be everywhere from Aberdeen to Chevy Chase, location after location after location of where they're going to be holding No Kings rally. America has no king. They're accusing Donald Trump of becoming a king and so forth and so on. Garrett Park, Silver Spring, Catonsville, Chevy Chase, Columbia, Bowie, Annapolis, no matter where you're in the state, yes, you'll be able to find some miscreants, probably wearing masks and probably wearing all black because they're so proud of who they are and what they believe.
Oh, yeah. They don't want you to see their face.
See, to me, that's a real puzzle. If you are ashamed of who you are and what you believe in, I understand the need for disguise. But these people say that they are the majority in this country. We are supposed to pay attention to them because, after all, they are the moral voice. And they show up wearing masks and black and disguising who they are. It doesn't fit together to me. Does it fit together for you?
No. And vandalizing everything, burning everything, looting. That's the other side. You know, well, let's go out and protest. Well, let's go get a Gucci watch or let's go get a Rolex or whatever, you know.
Well, life is better. You have a better life if you can't feed yourself, but you have a really nice watch.
Yeah.
That apparently is the logic there.
You know, they take these phones from these AT&T stores or Apple stores or whatever. Those phones aren't activated.
No.
So what the hell could
I don't know. Maybe so. I don't know. Maybe they're on the gray market. Maybe I have no idea. Look, this is so beyond my scope. I mean, for a long time, I was operating on a flip phone. So, I mean, and I'm not in the Apple world. So I managed to save a couple of bucks by being an Android guy. But, you know, the idea somehow that it makes sense. Excuse me. Makes sense in some thank you. Makes sense in some rational fashion to do this. It does not, to be blunt.
No.
But anyway, Carolyn Leavitt said, we should be aware of the crime stats as to what's happened in L.A. so far since these riots began.
Since June 6th, there have been 330 illegal aliens that have been arrested as part of these riots in Los Angeles. 113 of those illegal aliens had prior criminal convictions. And overall, and this includes arrests of American citizens, there's been 157 people arrested for assault and obstruction-related charges, including the attempted murder of a police officer with a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah. And that Molotov cocktail was being thrown by an illegal alien.
So what's the issue then?
You know, I can't imagine.
There's no gray area there.
Yeah. He should be first of all in prison if he is convicted for this crime.
Right.
He should do the time and then immediately kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, put him away for 10 years. When he walks out, take him in a bus and send him down the road. Yeah,
really? I mean, here's your bus. The doors are closed. When you get to Guadalajara, then we'll let you out.
We'll let you out.
And to me, whether you're legal or illegal, if you come to this country, you don't come to this country in order to break the law.
No.
You come to this country because you love this country, want to be in this country, you want to participate in the growth of America and the marvelous thing that we actually have working for us here. Mm-hmm. But if you come here because you want to wave the Mexican flag, okay, somebody put it in the... I think a break. We'll expand on this during the course of the show. All right, because once I get going. 6:21 right now. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years' experience, we can service all makes and models. Whether it's a new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork, we're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's a bonus wow for our new customers. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand-new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you want to join the conversation at any time this morning, please do. 410-WCBM-680. You can also send us a text through the WCBM mobile phone app, or you can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. 6:23 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the update on the wreck on the Beltway, the outer loop. The report now says two of the left-hand lanes are blocked, and of course, right in the construction area, outer loop between 795 and Liberty Road. So there goes the Beltway, not quite back to Reisterstown Road, and 795 is not quite back to McDonough Road. But if it stays here another 15, 20 minutes, we're going to have issues on both of the roadways. The backup is growing on the Beltway on the northwest side. The other problem now, most of the vehicles are off the roadway. They're in the painted out area, 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel after the O'Donnell Street ramp. So we're squeezing two lanes by, but there's a lot of flashing lights, and they're looking at it. We're back
backed up towards Pulaski Highway. 95 did take some of the overflow, and that's beginning to slow south of O'Donnell Street. So heads up for that going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And the wreck still slow. The accident is northbound on the BW Parkway as you're moving north of the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starts mild today, humid, heat up by this afternoon. High's going to be between 88 and 92 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and storms, and that returns throughout the weekend. Oh, well. Right now, Baltimore 72 degrees. Ellicott City has 61. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One more from Caroline Levitt for first thing this morning, if you might. Then I have some audio you're not going to believe from Los Angeles. Levitt was asked basically to the media and the press room, why aren't you guys more curious about who's funding what's going on? It's a fair question. It's supposed to be who, what, when, where, why, how. Why isn't somebody saying, you know, that's a story I want to follow? There seems to be a complete lack of interest in that.
Who is funding these illegal aliens who are coming in with this very professional riot gear? It's a question everyone in this room who cares about truth should be asking.
Yeah, it's a question that everybody in that room and every reporter and every publication in the entire country should be asking. Follow the money. Who is actually funding this? Who's paying for all the fancy gear? Who's delivering this stuff? Who's arranging for pallets full of bricks to be placed in various locations so that the protesters can do physical damage to another human being or to their property? Who's paying for it? It's a fair question. Why aren't these people actually going after this? Enterprise reporters should be doing this. Maybe they are. Maybe they're just chasing the breadcrumbs right now. We'll wait around a week and see if somebody comes up with a solid answer, because whoever is funding it is an accessory before the fact for a number of crimes that are going on in Los Angeles. And from what we understand, some of the protests will be going on this coming weekend as well on Talk Radio 680. This weekend is an interesting weekend because it's a clear demarcation between the two philosophies that are combating right now for primacy in America. One is the no kings nonsense. And I think that's Saturday they're going to do this. And the other is 250th anniversary of the Army, Flag Day, patriotism, a recognition of the shared sacrifice and of the ultimate sacrifice many Americans have given over the decades to maintain our freedom. Those are the two philosophies. So we'll see how it plays out this weekend. We'll see whether or not you actually have in the swamp sufficient coverage of both to indicate what are the crowd sizes. Han people actually going to show up in Catonsville or Chevy Chase, wherever these people are going to gather on this weekend and say, yeah, no kings, that's right, blah, 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 blah. How many people will show up for this massive parade that's scheduled for this coming weekend to celebrate the events I've been talking about? It's going to be very interesting to see. And my God, I sure hope that it leans heavily toward the latter and not much at all toward the former. If you read what's going on through social media and the press elsewhere, you do have the sense that the Democrats have overplayed their hand yet again here. First, they make, you know, Kilmer Abrego Garcia, their poster boy, for being treated unjustly, and then begin to find out, oh yeah, he's a wife beater. You know, yeah, he has a decades-long history of smuggling illegals from one point to another, including some, I suppose, for sexual exploitation or other, you know, other nefarious purposes. Who knows? Maybe he was smuggling drugs as well. Find that out when the guy actually goes to trial. But we have, on the other hand, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Americans who are very patriotic, who are looking forward to celebrating this country on this rather momentous event. 250 years, that's not going to come around again. Ever. You know, with these numbers with a zero at the end, that's important stuff. Now, this is the piece of audio I promised you. In Los Angeles, this is the mindset. This is the mindset. The protesters have a very different view of this country and of who we are and what we are. This woman, I'd say young lady, but I'm not quite sure she's a lady for the number of times within one paragraph she drops the F-bomb. This female human being has a very different view of America Here's her view.
This is our city, and this was Mexico. You can't kick us out of the land that was ours. Donald Trump! Fascism! Let our people free!
Let our people free!
Suelta nuestra gente! Push them back! We will not do 1992 again with your f***ing tents! I was 12 then! I'm 44 now! I will die for my f***ing kids! And all of these young people out here are my f***ing kids! Because I'm an LA native mom! These are my f***ing children!
This is our city. This was Mexico. You can't kick us out of what was our country. That's the mindset. Talking about this for the last couple of days. This is the Reconquista mindset all over again. And this is hilarious. This is what she has when asked to say to Donald Trump.
If you could say something to Donald Trump right now, what would you say?
Donald Trump, you're just mad because Salma Hayek wouldn't give you the time of day. And because Claudia Sheinbaum make you look like a f***ing loser.
He's mad because Salma Hayek wouldn't give him the time of day. I'm sure that's the top of mind for him. 6:30 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM News. Jill Powell.
Good morning at 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A PE teacher at Perry Hall High School charged with three felonies after being accused of sexually abusing a minor. Baltimore County Police took 40-year-old Sean Brooks into custody on Monday. He's being held without bond at the County Detention Center. A bail hearing scheduled for this afternoon. A Northeast Maryland mother has been arrested in connection with the death of her missing daughter. An Amber Alert was issued in Delaware last night for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins after her mom reported that she had been kidnapped in Newark. A child's body was found today in a vacant lot in Northeast. Maryland State Police have charged 31-year-old Darian Randall with first and second-degree murder. 44-year-old Cedric Britton is also facing charges that include accessory to first and second-degree murder after the fact and failure to report a child's death. Talbot County has removed the DEI statement from its employee handbook due to concerns about losing federal funding for the Easton Airport project. The county council voted this week to remove the statement after rejecting a resolution to do so in March. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the name of the Howard County officer and the suspect in this week's deadly police-involved shooting. The Independent Investigations Division says Officer Michael McKee shot and killed 23-year-old Micah Booker of Columbia after he allegedly stabbed his brother with a double-edged spear. And a Baltimore man will spend decades in prison for a July 2024 murder in the city. Repeat offender Leon Spencer has been sentenced to life with all but 50 years suspended in the murder of John Parrish during a verbal dispute on Lawnview Avenue. Spencer was arrested at the scene and he pleaded guilty in March. Baltimore State's Attorney Ivan Bates says a clear pattern of violence among those with prior convictions can't be ignored, and public safety demands a swift approach to stop the pattern. Your Maryland winning lottery numbers up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 830. Pick 4, 9736. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, we've had a number of issues this morning. The wreck on the Beltway, outer loop between Liberty Road and 795. Earlier, two of the left-hand lanes are blocked. Unfortunately, the camera at Liberty Road is out, but we can see the camera at 795, and we're backed up there. And I said about 15 minutes ago, this is around a while. 795 is going to get an impact, and now, there is a slowdown there at the bridge at McDonough Road. The Beltway now is backed up all the way back to Reisterstown Road, so a big delay already through there. See traffic coming south of Liberty Road in the camera down near I-70, and there's a lot more traffic coming south, so hopefully that means that most of the lanes are back open again at Liberty. We'll try to get a confirmation on that. The wreck on the BW Parkway has cleared. That's gone above Greenbelt Road, so all the lanes are open there. The wreck at the Old Harbor Tunnel still creating delays. They're on the shoulder, southbound 895, after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Burts didn't roll over for the Tigers last night. In fact, it was just the opposite.
To grab an early lead.
First pitch swinging, Ramon Urias to deep left field. Riley Green thought about a jump, but resistance would have been futile.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Ramon Urias' two-run shot got it underway, and the Birds would pour gas on the fire with a 7-run eighth as the Tigers roll over for the O's. 10-1 was the final. Jordan Westberg with the 3-run shot in the eighth, back in the lineup after 6 weeks on the injured list.
It sucked. The IL sucks. I feel for the guys that are still on it now. You know, we got a bunch of them. We got some guys that are close to coming back. They all have the same drive that I did. They just want to get back here and play with this group of guys. It's a fun group. And
tough putt tonight, though. The reigning Cy Young Award winner, Tarek Skubal, goes for the Tigers tonight. And believe it or not, he's having a better year this year than he did last year. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh called an audible yesterday. Pleased with the way things are going in week 3 of the OTAs, the coach called off practice today. Meetings only. Harbaugh on how things are coming together in Owings Mills.
It's a time for reaping, I guess. You know, I mean, you're planting. You know, you're working on everything. You're planting seeds in everything you do. Offense, defense, special teams, individual technique, situational football, field position football, all the different things. You're just working all the time.
Ravens will return to plant
as well as you can, as much as you can. Try to do some weeding, you know, get the mistakes out as much as you can.
And really, all of it. Ravens will return to the field for mandatory minicamp next Tuesday and Wednesday. NBA Finals last night. The Pacers, looking for their first ever NBA championship, took a big step in Indiana.
Halliburton's cross court. Nesmith puts up a three. Bang!
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Halliburton's 22 points, 9 rebounds, 11 assists as the Pacers come back for a 116-107 win over OKC. They lead the series 2-1. And a sidebar here, and it's important. In the 41 previous NBA finals that were tied at one game apiece, the Game 3 winner has won 33 of 41. The time now is 6:37 when we return. A better view for those who can afford it at Camden Yards.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'm sure this news, Bruce, would have come off better if the Orioles were 39-27 rather than 27-39. But either way, the new premium club will be located at Camden Yards in 2026 behind home plate in the place where the current press box is. Right. If you've ever been to Oriole Park, you know where that press box is. Yep. It's the best seat in the stadium, basically. You're right on top of the action. It'll accommodate a capacity of 380 members. It'll be immersive, meaning there's an indoor-outdoor experience with it. It'll feature the best views in the park, VIP parking, private entrance, rotating upscale menu, beverage program. Most of the people will not be able to afford afford it,
yeah.
but it will be there, and it's not a surprise. The Ravens did the same thing last year.
Yeah.
They took away the press box, and they put these beautiful club seats in there, and so Oriole Park, getting the money from the taxpayers, the renovations, will do the same thing.
Okay, now, here's a question for you. I don't think that those are the best seats in the house.
What do you think the best seats in the house is?
For me, when I go, no matter what ballpark I go to, I like sitting on the first base side, a little bit outside of first base, so that I can look in a straight line and see the first baseman, the pitcher, the catcher, the second baseman. So I can watch the entire infield from that
okay.
perspective.
All right. I mean, that's a great seat. But behind home plate, you get to see the pitcher, catcher, the batter, the...
Yeah,
you
know, and a screen in front of you.
Yeah, but the screen is far enough away.
Oh,
so
yeah. You just see the screen in front of you.
Gross.
It's far enough away. You can get to see the screen.
Far enough away.
Far enough away.
You can see it great. Well, yes, wait, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. There's a screen in front of you now, too, at first base?
No.
There's a screen all the way around.
No. Was it really all the way
you know,
around
it's
now?
All the way. Bruce, wait. When was the last time you were at a game?
At Oriole Park last year.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm saying now there's a screen all the way around, basically from pole to pole.
Oh, shucks.
So your argument goes...
I know. But I mean, I was out in... St. Louis, those are the seats I chose. In Kansas City, those are the seats I've chosen.
Yeah, but that's back in the 50s and 60s.
No, please. Sir, it's not. All right. Point, Gary. Match point, Gary.
Match point? Wow.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Bring on the next one.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. We ended the last half hour with what I think is one of the funnier cuts of the day is this L.A. protester who's, I guess, a legal citizen or a legal resident of this country, saying you can't make us leave because this is our city and this was once Mexico, so you can't kick us out of what was once our hometown, our home state. Fine. And then she said the reason Trump is upset is because Selma Hayek wouldn't give him the time of day. Which I think has got to be top of mind for Donald Trump. Gosh, what am I going to do now that Selma Hayek won't say hi to me? Senator John Kennedy says that the Democrats actually have created a problem in Los Angeles, and the Democrats are clueless as to how to fix it.
I don't think this situation is especially complicated. You don't need to be an astrophysicist to figure it out. We've got a wolf problem in Los Angeles. They're not peaceful protesters. They're wolves. They're hurting people. They're destroying property. So you say, well, where's the governor? Well, the governor is a sheep. He'll tell you, I'm a sheep. He's a sheep in sheep's clothing. He thinks cops are a bigger problem than criminals. So then you say, well, where's the mayor of Los Angeles? Maybe she can stop it. Well, she's a sheep, too.
Yeah, so when the sheep can't get the job done, you have to actually call somebody in who's used to the idea of killing off wolves, and that is Donald Trump, who is there doing the job that the mayor first and then the governor of the state of California are unwilling or unable to do. Kennedy went on to say that the Supreme Court has made a decision as to, one of the stinks right now is, well, you can't have the National Guard arresting people. Well, Kennedy says that's not what they're doing.
Under federal law, which applies to the states, if a law enforcement official doesn't have probable cause to arrest you, but does have reasonable suspicion, which is a lower standard, to believe that you have been or are about to commit a crime, the Supreme Court has said that that law enforcement official can stop you temporarily, but they can't detain you for long periods of time without probable cause.
Yeah, period. General Scott Sherman, who's in charge of the National Guard out there, had echoed that, saying, the National Guard can detain somebody until law enforcement gets there. We're not arresting anybody. If we have somebody dumped off on our front doorstep, as we're here protecting federal employees and federal buildings, we can detain them long enough for the local authorities to get here. The Democrats, of course, just simply say, fine, just, you know, give them a check mark and say, come back later, which, of course, they would never do. Kennedy says, look, somebody It needs to step up and take care of the gangsters. You'll hear from him on that coming up in a minute. First, though, it's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway did make it to the shoulder. That's the reason that we saw all that traffic coming south towards the intersection there in the interchange at I-70 and the Beltway. So we're moving traffic again. The state police are still there, but everybody's open again. It's loosened up a little bit right at 795, but delays will continue. They're going to continue to look at it, and from there, at least now, we'll make some progress down through Liberty Road, where the camera is not working, but the camera is working at I-70, and we can see you there, and it's much better at that point. It looks like the last vehicle or so is getting ready to wrap up from this wreck on 895. They're still there on the right shoulder, right at the end of the O'Donnell Street ramp, so they're still looking at that. The ramp traffic coming on from O'Donnell Street has a little bit of a tight squeeze there, so delays early, but moving again at both the harbor tunnels. Let me see what else I had for you. There was a new minor wreck just came in on Route 32, very close to the ramp at I-70 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. The word for the Fox 45 Weather Authority: mild this morning, and then hot and humid by this afternoon. A high should be between 88 and 92 degrees tomorrow. Chance of showers and storms returning actually through the weekend. Right now, temperatures continue to be mostly in the 60s. As we look around, you have around 61 degrees currently in Aberdeen, and you're looking at about 64 degrees currently in Ellicott City. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon, a public service, the name of the food and beverage industry, in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
Just the facts, Jack!
Just the facts, Jack! Have you ever had mushroom coffee?
I have not.
Me exactly. Either. Are you interested in trying mushroom coffee?
I am not.
Me either. Not in the least. I mean, I happen to like mushrooms. I like mushroom soup. Mm-hmm. I like it when you have, you know, mushrooms in things.
Right.
But not in my coffee. Mushroom coffee, for those who are not familiar with this, it quote, merges coffee with functional mushroom extracts, including lion's mane, chaga, reishi, cordyceps, and turkey tail, with the aim of providing health benefits such as enhanced focus and boosted immunity.
Wonderful.
When I get up in the morning, I just say, hey, oh boy, I got to get that cup of mushroom juice in me.
I got to have a cup of that, boy. I'm telling you something right now.
Mushroom coffee is exactly what it sounds like, a warm coffee drink made with mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Combining ground coffee beans with all these powdered extracts. It is not psychedelic, so that's not particularly the concern. And there are no proven health benefits, but it is all the trend right now. So for those of you who are going out for dinner this evening, you can tell you're in a really, really she restaurant if after the meal they say, would you like regular decaf or mushroom? Well, that would be a clue. Second, apparently, Mondelez International, the corporation behind Oreos and Chips Ahoy and nut butter and
right.
Other foods, they're now very upset at, it seems to me, Aldi's original chocolate sandwich cookies. Because the Aldi's original chocolate sandwich cookies, the packaging looks almost exactly like the Oreos packaging.
Oh.
Almost exactly. If you didn't know better, including the typeface between Oreos and Original.
Hmm.
You have Oreos on. Well, they're going to win their case. I mean, there's no way they cannot win their case. I mean, all you have to do is name your restaurant McDonald's, and you're going to lose your case, even if your name is McDonald.
That's right.
So, I mean, if your name is Aldi, you can't open up a corner grocery store called Bill Aldi's Grocery Store, because Aldi's will come and get you. But right. Aldi says, oh, what the hell, we can infringe somebody else's copyright. That's perfectly okay.
And that's just funny you said that. There was a car wash down here, and the guy who owned it, he and his wife, his name was Al, her name was Dee. So they had the Al D's car wash. So Al D's grocery store built right down the street from them. And he says one day he's standing in there and a guy comes in, I'm serving your papers because you're going to take his name down. So they went to court and he actually won because
no kidding.
He had been there for 15 years.
Wow, that's a surprise. Yeah. That is a real surprise.
And he said, well, obviously you're not selling groceries. He says, no, I'm washing cars. The judge says, okay, you all get the hell out of here.
Finally, there's this, Chuck. Because you're a married guy. I'm a married guy.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things we learn in life. For those of you who are yet to be married, gentlemen, please be aware of this. There apparently is a right way and a wrong way to load a dishwasher.
Oh.
And there are now instruction manuals. There are videos on YouTube. There are long articles. I'm looking at an article that printed out is 6 pages long.
Wow.
Printed out.
Wow.
On how to actually best load your dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
I can save you all that reading. There are two ways of loading a dishwasher. The way you do it and the right way.
Right.
Just ask your wife.
Yeah.
She'll
load my dishwasher by giving her several drinks.
Okay, then. We'll check back with Chuck Whitaker in a handful of minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 649. I'm Bruce Sully, and Sean Casey has the week off.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, and backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, that is a week from tomorrow. And it's going to be a blast. Well, yes, Mrs. Elliott is going to be there. We've taken care of that. I'm going to be there, of course. Chuck will be gladly there. This in from RT, there should be a pro-ICE rally, a pro-Trump rally, and a deport illegals rally. I suppose, look, I want this weekend to be focused on the anniversary of the birth of the Army and on Flag Day. This No Kings stuff that's going on across the country is, to me, a very nice diversion for the political left. And you're able to kind of tell when it begins, folks, when this weekend is over, certainly, where people stand on this kind of stuff. Because I have friends, I know they're going to go to this thing. I know they are. All right, this text in from Daniel says, if the National Guard detains you, does that take away your rights as a citizen? They cannot make an arrest. No, they're not making an arrest. They're simply detaining you for a short period of time, not for an extended period of time, but for a relatively short period of time until local authorities who do have the right to arrest are there. The Supreme Court has heard this, this case, and has come out in favor of exactly that circumstance. This is not simply something that this administration or other past administrations have done on a wild hair. This is something that they have thought about very carefully and taken in front of SCOTUS, and SCOTUS says, yes, it's reasonable to say that if indeed you have somebody who is there in front of you, you can detain that individual until the police arrive. They do have arrest capabilities. You can hand the whole thing over to them. If they choose to arrest, they can arrest. If they choose to not arrest, they can fail to arrest. Senator John Kennedy says on the political level, taking a look at what's happening in California and in Los Angeles, the governor blew it.
Someone is going to have to stop the gangsters that are doing this. I'd prefer to have the governor and the mayor do that. They were not able to do that. If they can't do it, then it's the role of the federal government to step in. Hopefully the mayor and the governor will get control of this situation and the federal government can leave.
Yeah, that's the hope. someone to get in there, get their job done, and go home. There's no inclination, I think, from the administration that they want to have federalized troops of any kind, National Guard or regular Army or Marines, simply parked there indefinitely in a city in occupation. This is simply to get things under control so that the local authorities have a better handle on it and then move on. Let them do their job. It is their job and not the federal government's job. The feds are picking up the slack because Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom don't seem to be competent to get their job done. 6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean's off this week. We're back at full strength this coming Monday. Chuck Whitaker bracing himself for what's going to happen 1 week from tomorrow, the big Chuck Roast. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Both the tunnels, thank you, Bruce. The tunnel southbound, definitely slow. We had the wreck earlier. Multiple vehicles were involved. 895 southbound after the O'Donnell Street ramp. The last vehicle was still there just a few moments ago on the shoulder. Backed us up on 895. 95 took the hit. Everybody went over there. So now 95 is backed up to Moravia Road, almost back to the city-county line. So 20-minute delays, 25 minutes right now going into both the harbor tunnels with the lanes open once again. We had the wreck on the Beltway for a while. That had several lanes blocked. Outer loop before Liberty Road. That's still delayed, and that's not going to recover. That's just going to be now the heavy traffic from there all the way down towards Frederick Road. Have not seen any problems so far through Annapolis, and the JFX are clear from Ruxton Road through the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Today starts mild, humid, and hot by this afternoon. High should be between 88 and 92 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers. Storms return through the weekend. Right now, Ellicott City, 61 degrees. Hunt Valley has 66. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, text in from JB. On Jan 6, a bus full of people was seen getting off of a bus, and someone gave them cash to buy Trump stuff. Then they got back on the bus, and they were seen getting off at the Capitol in order to cause trouble. Who paid for that bus and the Trump stuff? Was it the same people that paid for the L.A. riot gear? Was it George Soros? Fair questions. Fair questions. Glenn is in Easton. He's up next. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. There's no way the governor and the mayor are going to arrest anybody out there because that's their voting base, their constituents. They're not going to do that because they want to get reelected. It's just that simple.
Yeah, they will not be arrested on local or state charges. You're right, Glenn. I think what is going to happen now, because this has crossed into federal territory, is they will be charged under federal law. I mean, think about the guy who is the illegal alien who is going to chuck a Molotov cocktail at a police officer. He'll be arrested, I think, and charged. Not only that, I think that because the video evidence is so compelling, then he will end up being convicted in due time and then immediately be kicked out of the country. And I think that's the appropriate thing to do. You know, keep it within the law, keep it focused, and don't overcharge people. Look, Jan 6, it was a whole day full of let's overcharge people who walked into the Capitol, turned around, and walked back out. And they're, you know, put in prison for a period of a number of years. That's not going to happen in this case. I think they're going to be careful about it. And I think they're going to say, let's go ahead and charge only those individuals who have committed a crime. We know what the crimes are, and we can go ahead and charge them under those crimes. For example, the Molotov cocktail guy. And look, Pam Bondi has been very firm on this. If you spit on a federal police officer, you're going to have problems. You throw a Molotov cocktail, you're going to have big problems. You throw bricks at somebody in order to harm them, that is attempted, that's assault. And you'd be charged either as an assault or, in the more severe cases, as, you know, attempted manslaughter or something else. But I think you're right. On a local charge, they're going to somehow weasel out, which means this is going to, again, be the job of the federal government, and controlling the spin that comes from the left on this is going to be interesting to watch. Glenn, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. More from Senator John Kennedy on Governor Newsom.
I don't think he's handled it well. I think he dug up more snakes than he could kill. I think, and maybe this is unfair, but I can only
tell you what I've seen. I think that the governor thought this was a chance to suck in the federal government, and then he could make an argument that the federal government was overreaching and, see, we told you so. I think it backfired on him.
Yeah, I think it backfired on him, but he already had the script written for his announcement for the presidency. He gave a speech yesterday, and man, it was pretty obvious. This is a soft rollout for his run for the presidency in 2028. I mean, why would he care about what's going on, for example, at Harvard University as part of the riots in Los Angeles? No, this is simply him saying, I'm staking my claim to this particular lane inside the Democrat Party so that I can run for the presidency in a couple of years. But choosing to do this just because you kind of had it scheduled and while these riots are still active, I think is a stupid move to make. Kennedy says that the people who actually live in Los Angeles, who have to go through this on a daily basis, as the people in other cities who are not having to go through this, they want just one thing.
I think the good people in Los Angeles, all they care about is they just want it to stop. You know, stop burning cars and stop throwing rocks at people. Just stop it.
Yeah, just stop. Let us get back to a normal life. We have audio coming up for you next half hour. This is amazing. Out of New York City, you have these Antifa jackasses preventing people from getting to work. This one woman gets out of her car, and the audio is a little shaky, but it's audible, saying, I have to get to work to feed my kids. And this is a black woman. She said, you're preventing a black woman from actually feeding her children? And it's, oh, you have to get to work. Oh, how sad. Crocodile tears. That and more coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. Amit Thomason. An aviation disaster in India.
An Air India passenger plane with over 240 people on board has crashed Thursday in India's northwestern city of Ahmedabad, according to the airline and local media. Local Moham Nakum filmed the smoke billowing from the crash site near the airport in Ahmedabad, as onlookers watched on in shock.
Correspondent Karen Chama says Boeing 787 Dreamliner crashed just minutes after takeoff. Air India flight AI-171 was bound for London's Gatwick Airport. The UN's Atomic Monitor officially has declared Iran out of compliance with its nuclear obligations. In response, Iran says it will commission another uranium enrichment facility. That's fueling speculation that Israel is readying to attack Iran's nuclear sites, the U.S. evacuating non-essential personnel from parts of the Mideast. Federal court hearing set today on whether the Trump administration can use the National Guard and the Marines to assist with immigration enforcement in Los Angeles.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has filed an emergency motion. He's requesting the court's intervention after President Trump ordered the deployment of National Guard members and Marines to Los Angeles. The administration took this step in response to protests over increased immigration enforcement. The hearing is scheduled for this Thursday afternoon in a federal court in San Francisco.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The rowdy demonstrations that began in Los Angeles have spread to other cities around the country. Taking no chances that things might spin out of control in his state, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has already deployed National Guard troops across the state. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 275 points. NASDAQ futures are off 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original traditional faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning at 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Reisterstown. Might be three, maybe four vehicles involved here on Franklin Boulevard at Nicodemus Road. Baltimore County Fire just pulled up on that, and medic units are also responding. So Franklin Boulevard between 795 and Reisterstown Road. Keep an eye out. A lot of equipment is arriving there. Big delays from earlier problems. Outer loop of the Beltway. The wreck was at Liberty Road. That's still recovering. Slow coming down from 795. Both the tunnels are still backed up, and way early this morning at 6, we started with the wreck on 895 southbound after O'Donnell Street. Still recovering, but still very slow on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 69 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says no charges will be filed against three Baltimore police officers who fatally shot a 17-year-old last August. The officer shot the teenager 12 times as he fled with a firearm from police who say he pointed a gun in their direction. The AG's Independent Investigations Division found the officers didn't commit any crimes under state law when they shot and killed William Gardner. Maryland State Police say two people arrested in connection with the death of a child who was reported missing in Delaware. An Amber Alert was issued last night for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins after her mother reported she had been kidnapped in Newark. It was later canceled, and the child's body was found today in a vacant lot in Northeast Maryland. The mother, 31-year-old Darian Randall, charged with first and second degree murder. 44-year-old Cedric Britton also facing charges. A civilian is being treated for serious burns following a Wednesday evening fire in Jessup. Firefighters were called to the 7900 block of Dorsey Run Road about 8 p.m., and they were able to bring the fire in control in about an hour. Maryland is the nation's seventh most expensive state for singles to live comfortably. According to SmartAsset.com, a single adult in Maryland needs to make nearly $109,000 to live in sustainable comfort. Winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 830, pick 4, 9736. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Tacking on runs has been an issue for Baltimore this year, but leading 3-1 in the eighth last night, it was no problem for the Birds.
Hopefully, as you said, Dave, the Orioles can tack on here.
Right center field. Tack this. Mullins up the gap off the base of the wall. Ramon's racing home. A big-time windmill from third, and Torres couldn't catch the throw.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Welcome back, Cedric Mullins. His RBI two-bagger made it 4-1 Baltimore, and the Birds would continue to tack. Six more runs, six more times in a 10-1 win. The first time the Orioles had won by five or more since April 16th, a fact that was not lost on manager Mancelino.
Sure, yeah, and we're aware of that. I mean, it's for the last month, I've been like, man, love to throw up 10 tonight, make this thing a little bit easier. I would have loved to have done that like the first few innings, you know, but you're kind of pulling your hair out there in the seventh and, you know, when to bring in an ache in and the whole situation there. So
it'll be hard to tack on tonight, though. Reigning Cy Young Award winner Tarik Skubal takes the hill for Detroit. Dean Kramer for Baltimore at 6:35. Practice news from Owings Mills yesterday. Sixth-round rookie kicker Tyler Loop, only 5 for 9 on field goal attempts, with all misses coming from 50 yards or more. After missing 3 straight attempts, he drilled one from 56 for his longest make of the day. The competition between Loop and undrafted rookie John Hoyland will continue into mandatory minicamp next week. And finally, the 125th U.S. Open teed off at 6:45 this morning at Oakmont Country Club just outside Pittsburgh. Notable tee times today, Bryson DeChambeau and Xander Schauffele at 7:29 a.m. Rory McIlroy goes at 7:40 on the back nine, and the Open favorite Scottie Scheffler will tee off at 1:25. The coming up in 30 minutes, an unusual dispute at Oriole Park. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Good morning. We are The Morning Drive. We're Casey and Elliot. Sean has a week off. He'll be back this coming Monday. We will be back at full strength. More vacations, of course, all summer long, but that's simply the way the vacations work. You know this. By the way, I'll have to check with Chuck on this one. John texts in, I just heard that ad on WCBM of Chuck saying that the roast is going to be at his expense. Don't tell me that Chuck is now treating for this. Unbelievable. What a generous guy. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm not telling you. His psychic expense, I think, is probably the better way of thinking about it. Yeah, Chuck has, as you all know, Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. When it comes to getting the bill at the end of a meal, Chuck's arms go from normal human length to, in proportion, Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. They only, from elbow out. His arms retract into his body, and so all he has is from elbow out, so he can never quite reach the bill. It's a physical deformity that he's learned to live with very effectively for a number of years, and we compliment him on overcoming this particular challenge in life he's had, but it does make going out to dinner with him an experience every single time, as the meal will finish, and they'll bring the check, and Chuck will say, oh, I'll get it, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's start off with the phones. Al's at Woodlawn. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning. Hang in there, Bruce. Hang in there, man. Look, I just want to put a little bit of history out there for people who are not informed. People are yelling and screaming about the military being used against protesters. Protesters here in this country. In 1932, I think it might have been July the 28th, in 1932, World War I veterans were protesting because they didn't get some kind of...
A bonus.
Exactly.
They were guaranteed a bonus, the volunteer.
Right. So the president called up a guy named Douglas MacArthur.
Yep.
And said, I need you to get rid of those protesters, you know, down there who, had tents set up and encampments and things of that nature. He called up a guy named General George S. Patton. And they went down there with cavalry, sabers, tanks, and used the military to get rid of those protesters. And those protesters were World War I veterans.
Yeah, this is actually, it happened in D.C. 43,000 members, roughly, of the Bonus Army, of which roughly half, a little less than half, were actually veterans of World War I.
Mm-hmm.
It's curious because my My grandmother and her parents had moved from Fall River, Massachusetts to Washington, D.C. post-World War I. Her brother had fought in World War I and taken a bullet in the butt, actually, diving back into a trench, something they had to let the guy live down. The bonus army showed up in D.C. in 32 because it had been promised a bonus by the president, who said, you volunteer, you'll get a bonus at the end of the war. And the bonus was never there. So they rode them down. They rode them down on horseback, and my grandmother and her family remember taking a couple of the guys of the Bonus Army in and bandaging them up after U.S. troops had ridden down the Bonus Army. It was something that we don't like to talk about. We like to talk about Tiananmen Square, not about what we did.
Mm-hmm. And also, Bruce, I mean, you know, it's not the same thing, but the Waco situation that took place, you know, of course, you know, military equipment. And also, they had military advisors on the site at that scene.
Thanks, Janet Reno. Al, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, buddy. 713 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
We had a fire call in Pikesville, Old Court Road, Nailers Lane. Equipment is pulling up there now to check on that. That's a multi-vehicle accident on Franklin Boulevard at Nicodemus Road. So that's the connecting area between Reisterstown Road and 795. Three, maybe four vehicles involved there. I keep hearing Baltimore County talking about a wreck on Wilkins Avenue. They're giving it out as Dorchester Road. I'm not totally familiar with where that is. I think if it's there, it's inside the Beltway. Yeah, I see it. Okay, just saw it now. It's just west of Beachfield Avenue coming down on Dorchester Road. I knew I had seen that before. So it's Allen Drive on one side, Dorchester Road on the other. So it's Wilkins Avenue after the light at Beachfield. And again, several vehicles are involved. Beltway now, yep, all the normal stuff is there. The west side never really recovered from the wreck for the traffic there on the outer loop at Liberty Road. That's still backed up, not going away. And both the tunnels had problems earlier. Right now we're looking at the heavy traffic coming south with, again, the normal delays on 95 and 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today starts mild, humid, heat. It'll heat up by this afternoon. The high should be around 88 to 92 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance for showers and storms. They're going to return throughout the entire weekend. It's beginning to warm already this morning. It's not quite brutal yet, but it's going to be by later on this afternoon. Just be aware that it's on the way. Right now, you're taking a look at Glen Burnie, 66 degrees, and Ocean City, 71 if you're heading over. Parkville has 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A great email and from Joseph. He says that Kennedy, that's JFK, was not protecting federal employees or buildings when he federalized the National Guard in Alabama. No, he did not. And he didn't ask permission from the local governor as well. He saw a role for the federal government in making sure that young black students had the opportunity to go to school in Alabama. He didn't call up Lester Maddox and say, hey, listen, do you mind if I federalize the troops? He simply did it because it is within the Constitution and it's the prerogative of the president to do exactly that. But well taken. Well taken indeed. 7:16 right now. Time for your mega MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Time once again to take a look at the news surrounding the MAGA movement. To watch the L.A. riots, one has to wonder if the Democrat Party has abandoned any pretense whatsoever of trying to win American hearts and minds at the ballot box. And simply now, they seem to be committed to watching America burn. This is something Donald Trump is standing against, and we should stand with him in this. Congressman Maxine Waters condemns the president's use of the military to quell the mindless destruction in L.A. You can look at the video. I mean, it's continuing to go on. You continue to have people, you know, attacking the police, throwing bricks and pieces of cinder block at them. And what are the federal agents doing? All they're trying to do is to arrest and deport illegal aliens who have committed murder, sexual assault, attempted rape, burglary, grand theft larceny, drug trafficking, DUI, a number of other felonies. That's all they're there for. They're not there to roust the family that's been here for 30 years. They're there to say, you guys are violent felons. You're no longer welcome in this country. You must leave right now. And this is being met with a good deal of resistance from the political left. You have the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, former congressperson, who says, Let me distort history for you, recent history, and remind you what was happening a week ago.
A week ago, everything was peaceful in the city of Los Angeles and in all of the representatives behind me in their cities as well. Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place, and it's important that I begin there because that is the cause of the problems that have happened in the city of Los Angeles and other cities.
Yes, of course it is. That's the problem. Donald Trump did it. No, actually, Donald Trump and Caroline Leavitt reminded people of the timeline yesterday, saying, no, what happened was on Friday, the riots were happening. It wasn't until the end of the weekend that Donald Trump federalized the National Guard and sent them in. His actions were a reaction to ongoing violence in Los Angeles that Karen Bass was not interested in taking care of, and Gavin Newsom was incapable of taking care of. On this one, again, you got to score this one solid Donald Trump, and that is your mega, mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 719, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And by the way, a little piece from Karen Bass, because she's, this is fascinating to me. The degree to which the political left is now trying to rewrite history in a number of areas to establish a whole new timeline for things. Day before yesterday and yesterday, you had Nancy Pelosi saying that on January 6th, they reached out desperately to Donald Trump, begging him for National Guard troops, and he refused them. That never happened. It never happened. That's a pure fiction. But it seems to be the direction in which the Democrats want to take us on that issue. They want us to believe somehow that Donald Trump fell down on the job on Jan 6 and somehow was not there when the city of Washington, D.C. needed him. And, of course, he's now not there when the city of Los Angeles does either. What actually happened on Jan 6, as you will remember, is Donald Trump, the days before Jan 6, over and over again offered 20,000 National Guard troops to Nancy Pelosi, who was actually in charge of the security of the House of Representatives and the Capitol building, and to Muriel Bowser, who is the mayor of the, or was at the time mayor of the city of Baltimore, of D.C., and was refused over and over and over again. But the Democrats would have us believe a very different timeline. Now, Karen Bass in Los Angeles, she's doing the same thing, saying somehow Donald Trump, these jackbooted thugs showed up in L.A. and caused riots, which it did not happen. What happened was the riots were ongoing. Nobody could get a control on them. So Donald Trump did the responsible thing and said, we can't let the innocent citizens of Los Angeles and the small business owners in that particular part of Los Angeles be destroyed. We must do something. And he did something. Bass says, no. In my timeline, it's a brand new kind of concept that indeed Donald Trump caused the riots. We'll explore that more coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 721.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey,
this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And that is roughly an hour from right now. I know Vincent Schiraldi is going to come up with a conversation. Remember him? He used to work here in the state. No, it was a long time ago. It's funny, he was just put down the memory hole. It's as if he never existed. It's just, he was there 1 minute, and next minute he wasn't.
Well, that's radio.
You had the guy sitting there in 1984, and typically dropping things, you know, down the memory hole. Vinny Schiraldi, down the memory hole. We'll talk to Mackenzie Phillips about that in an hour. 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, finally had a chance to go down towards Annapolis. Everything's good there from the Bay Bridge across the Severn River Bridge towards I-97. The morning buildup beginning now, I-97 southbound at Route 32. So nothing out of the ordinary on the south end right now. Beltway, yep, crawling. Parkville side at Hartford Road. The inner loop now towards Green Spring. The west side started with a big wreck this morning on the outer loop at Liberty Road. Not going to recover. It's just heavy traffic from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. JFX, no issues there. Both the tunnels. And again, we started out with the wreck 6 o'clock this morning. 895 southbound after O'Donnell Street. Both of those tunnels are still backed up to at least Pulaski Highway as you're coming south on 895. And 95 was backed up almost back to the area at the city-county line. That's an active accident scene right now. Franklin Boulevard, Nicodemus Road, 3, maybe 4 vehicles. I think I've heard at least 3 medic units arriving there. A lot of activity. The other wreck, Wilkins Avenue, after the light at Beachfield Avenue as you're going into Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, by the way.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, real briefly, if I might.
Yes.
We got an email in from somebody who just wanted to thank you. He said he heard the commercial for the roast coming up, and you said the commercial that this is all going to be at your expense. And he said, thank you very much for picking up the tab.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere along the line, I think that's false advertising.
You think so? I explained to him that you actually have Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Oh, yeah.
And that when the check arrives, your arms retract into your body.
Well, the truth is, I have a rubber Amex card.
I see.
When I get there, I just bounce it out the
bounce,
door.
Bounce, bounce.
And by the time it stops bouncing, I'm gone. Sure.
Jack Whitaker back at 33. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is, all right, a bit more from Karen Bass, the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, as the Democrats try to rewrite history. While history is still going on, they say that journalism is the rough draft of history. She's not even waiting until the news articles are written. She's decided to kind of do a preemptive march and change the entire dynamic and the timeline of the riots out in L.A.
This was provoked by the White House. The reason why, we don't know.
Yeah, we just have no idea. Just Donald Trump, I guess he was having an argument with Elon Musk, and he wanted to take it out on somebody, and so he just provoked this. He did it. Donald Trump did it. No, he did not. Lying liar who lies, man. I tell you. Jonathan Turley, professor of law, constitutional law expert down in Washington, D.C., said what's amazing is that the left, Karen Bass, Gavin Newsom, and everybody in the Democrat Party, with the exception of a guy named John Fetterman, seems to be, they're actually doing their very best to blame lawful police activity for the violence that preceded the lawful police activity.
They're blaming unlawful violent conduct on what is a lawful deployment of federal forces. That obviously is ridiculous. But by bringing in greater federal forces, it does change the dimension here because it allows for a greater extent of possible federal charges. If you assault federal officials, federal buildings, it's more likely than you are going to be surveilled, that you're going to be caught, and more likely you'll be prosecuted.
Yeah, actually, I wish the ones who did the same to the federal building during 2020, during the, quote, summer of love, I wish that they were now being tried because they just got away scot-free with destruction of federal property and threatening the lives of those inside that federal building. Was it in Tacoma, Seattle, out west during the, quote, summer of love? This time, because of who the administration is and because of who the attorney general is, something tells me that's not going to fly the second time around. You attack a federal officer, you attack a federal building, you cause damage to people or to property, you will be paying the price.
These Democratic politicians are citing a condition that's going to remain. They're basically saying, look, there'll be no problem as long as you don't enforce federal immigration laws like this. Well, they are going to see the enforcement of federal immigration laws. And so if this is going to be the response, the feds are going to flood the zone because they're going nowhere.
Yeah. Don't forget, Tom Homan said very early on that you don't have to cooperate. You just don't get in the way. And if those people in sanctuary cities and sanctuary states like Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass decide they're going to just not help, but they're going to get in the way, well, they're going to find themselves very embarrassed because if they break the law, the position of this administration is, I don't care if you're the mayor. I don't care if you're the governor. Just as I didn't care if you were a congresswoman trying to force your way into an ICE facility a couple of weeks ago, as she's now facing charges. Guess what? You will be facing charges as well. And to me, that's the appropriate position. Am I wrong on this? 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680 if you want to weigh in. By the way, the email comes to themorningdrive@WCBM.com, or if you have the WCBM mobile phone app downloaded, it's free, by the way, and very fast. You can text us right here in studio as well. Coming up, Gavin Newsom, in the middle of these riots, decides now the time for the soft rollout of his candidacy for the presidency in 2028. Honest to God, what he said yesterday, there's no way of looking at it other than, I want to be prez. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news and Joel Powell.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A Baltimore woman arrested and charged with attempted murder following a stabbing last month outside a local strip club. Police say 21-year-old Desiah Parker is being held without bond. She's accused of stabbing another woman with a pocket knife on May 24th near the block. The 35-year-old victim suffered multiple wounds and was taken to shock trauma. Parker arrested Monday following a three-week investigation. A PE teacher at Perry Hall High School charged with three felonies after being accused of sexually abusing a minor. Baltimore County Police took 40-year-old Sean Brooks into custody on Monday. He's being held without bond at the County Detention Center. A bail hearing is scheduled this afternoon. A Northeast Maryland mother arrested in connection with the death of her missing daughter. An Amber Alert was issued in Delaware last night for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins after her mother reported she had been kidnapped in Newark. Turns out the report was false, and the child's body was found today in a vacant lot in Northeast. Maryland State Police have charged 31-year-old Darian Randall with first and second degree murder. Her alleged accomplice, 44-year-old Cedric Britton, also facing charges. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the name of the Howard County officer and the suspect in this week's deadly police-involved shooting. The Independent Investigations Division says Officer Michael McKee shot and killed 23-year-old Micah Booker of Columbia after he allegedly stabbed his brother with a double-edged spear. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
And here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. You pick three from last night, 830, and pick four, 9736. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. It's 7:32, almost 7:33, and time now for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new fire call in Baltimore County just heading out to the 7900 block of Park Heights Avenue. We'll get some more information on that. There was an alarm earlier at Old Court Road at Naylor's Lane in Pikesville. So, again, keep an eye out for that. Two big wrecks this morning in the county. Franklin Boulevard at Nicodemus Road, Wilkins Avenue, just to the west of Beachfield Avenue at Dorchester Road. Both of those still under investigation. Both the tunnels still backed up. Earlier problems were moving traffic now, but we're still slow from the city-county line and from Pulaski Highway. All of that still has to work its way through 20 to 25-minute delays. And at least for right now, it's all the normal delays and all the normal stuff out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Nice win for the Birds last night over the Tigers. We'll pick it up late. It was a nail-biter. Bottom of the seventh, Birds on top 2-1. Gunner looking to tack some on.
Gunner has reached base twice more today. And here against Holt, he lofts the ball to center. It's a base hit. Richmond is wheeled around third by Buck Brittman. He'll score standing.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Gunner's RBI single made it 3-1 Baltimore. And then a 7-run eighth inning eruption capped by the Orioles' glue.
In a 7-1 lead.
Whisper down the line and left. It's gone. Tucked inside the pole, and Jordan Westberg has been annihilating pitches in his first two games back.
Westberg's 3-run eighth inning shot was the exclamation point last night on a 10-1, the final, a shellacking of the Tigers. After the game, an appreciative Westberg at the mic.
And I'm excited. I'm happy to be back. That's about all I can say right now. I'm just really happy to be back with these guys, happy to be playing in front of these fans, man. Love the atmosphere, love where we're at in the clubhouse right now. I'm just trying to have fun.
Last night's beneficiary was Zach Eflin, went 6 2/3, 1 run, 5 strikeouts. His third straight stellar start. He's 3-0 in that span. A 192 earned run average. Ravens practice news, no Lamar yesterday, all week in fact. Running back Keaton Mitchell was there and continued to show some high-end speed, acceleration when breaking to the outside. Derrick Henry and Justice Hill not practicing yesterday. Tyler Loop 5 for 9 yesterday in field goal attempts, missed 3 in a row from outside of 50, his final one made from 56. At the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, Ravens pass rush coach Chuck Smith giving a full-throated endorsement of defensive coordinator Zach Orr.
And I know last year a lot of people, you know, they were in the media were saying, well, this guy came in and helped. No, Zach Orr did it. Zach Orr in those rooms with the coaches, he led, he made the changes in support with Coach Harbaugh and the guys on that staff, but Zach Orr truly led the charge. I'm a witness to it, and I've been wanting to say this because, dude, is the truth.
The Ravens' defensive turnaround last season over the last 6 weeks of the year was historic. The Ravens went from the worst team in the league against the deep pass to the best. Much of the credit was laid at the feet, you'll remember, of consultant Dean Pease, who came aboard midseason. NBA Finals game 3 last night. Don't sleep on the Pacers.
The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive.
They're two wins away from a championship.
Mike Breen with the final call on ESPN. Indiana over OKC. 116-107. Pacers lead that series 2-1. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a novel idea for those who don't like watching Peel paint.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
A malaprop on my part.
Yes.
I didn't mean peel paint. I mean paint peel.
Yes. Yeah,
and
fair.
What I mean by that is many people who don't watch golf, right, such as yourself, Bruce, yeah, compare watching golf to watching paint peel.
Grass grow.
But you apparently have a pretty interesting idea on how to make golf a little bit more appealing.
There are a couple of sports that I have different ideas for. The America's Cup. I'm a sailor growing up, and I happen to think that it's really interesting to watch, but for a lot of people, they don't. I think the America's Cup boats should be equipped with scattershot guns so they can shoot the other guy's sails out.
I was going to say cannons. Okay.
So, I mean, all I have to do is to make holes in the other guy's sails.
And, gotcha.
You know, to me, that, in other words, to make it much more viewable for an awful lot of people.
Right. So, okay. So
for golf.
So that one's noted.
Yeah,
okay.
For golf, I think it should be a team sport.
Team sport?
Not like the Ryder Cup. I think it should be a team sport where you have one golfer and one skeet shooter, and they're a team.
So you pair up two people, a skeet shooter and a golfer, and then what?
So the opposition golfer takes a swing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drive. And that's when your skeet shooter goes ahead and does his job and tries to shoot the ball out of the air.
Now, who yells four in that situation?
The golfer does. Sure, the golfer yells four or whatever. I mean, they clear the course, and the skeet shooter's there. And just like with, it's a skeeter trap where they pull the target, and the target goes up.
So we can call it skeet golf.
Skeet golf.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like disc golf, but more fun.
Or foot golf.
Yeah, foot golf.
So let me ask you. So following that, okay,
right.
So the ball's up in the air.
Uh-huh.
The skeet shooter shoots.
Right.
If he hits the ball and the ball explodes,
so what?
No. It's a point.
Yeah.
Right? So how many points win the game?
No, I think you actually golf it just like it's a normal golf round. It's just you have the challenge then of actually getting your ball to the green.
Mm.
It would just be like a built-in moving human hazard.
So you
like a moving sand trap.
Mm-hmm. How much thought have you put into this thing?
Way too much, Gary.
Like, what is your life like?
That's it, really. Well, this gives you a fair indication. I'm worried about how to make the Americas Cup more interesting and have a ski shooters on the golf course. I just think it'll be a fascinating thing to watch.
What does Vivian say about all this stuff?
She just shakes her head and thoughts, you know.
Which is exactly what Sean and I do.
Yes, and think, oh my God, I married this guy.
Hey, Bruce.
By the way, it was really nice, by the way. This morning, I got to tell you, this morning I got up first thing in the morning, had a little quickie.
Wait, is this a what?
I'm sorry, a little quiche.
Quiche.
I pronunciation's always been a trouble for me.
Oh, my God. Right,
thanks,
what are we going to do with you?
We'll talk to you at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is back this coming Monday. We're at half strength, or two-thirds strength, really, with Gary here. And, of course, more than that, three-quarters strength, because Kristen's there here with us as well. 7:40 right now, coming up in a few minutes, by the way, we will be playing Choose Your Fake News. So now is your opportunity to say, hey, I want to be the contestant, and give us a shout, 410-WCBM-680, to be the contestant and Choose Your Fake News. We have for you some marvelous stuff from WCBM's 100th anniversary year. We're 101 now. It's amazing. 101 years in broadcast. It's just absolutely phenomenal. Well, Gavin Newsom has said, I want to be president. Now, he must have had this thing scheduled, already scheduled, because the normal sane human being would not be so tone deaf as to basically make a soft announcement for the presidency in the middle of a riot. But Gavin Newsom, Governor Hairspray, is not the normal person, and he is completely tone deaf to the environment around him. I guess he figures he can impose his own reality. And that, I think, is a consequence of inhaling all the fumes from the hairspray this MMS used to make sure his hair stays perfectly in place. Gavin Newsom announced for the presidency in the following kinds of ways. He said, well, first thing we got to do is We got to start by blaming Donald Trump for something.
Donald Trump's government isn't protecting our communities. They're traumatizing our communities. And that seems to be the entire point. California will keep fighting. We'll keep fighting on behalf of our people, all of our people, including in the courts. Just yesterday, we filed a legal challenge to Donald Trump's reckless deployment of American troops to a major American city. Today, we sought an emergency court order to stop the use of the American military to engage in law enforcement activities across Los Angeles. If some of us could be snatched off the streets without a warrant, based only on suspicion or skin color, then none of us are safe. Authoritarian regimes begin by targeting people who are least able to defend themselves, but they do not stop there. Trump and his loyalists, they thrive on division because it allows them to take more power and exert even more control. And by the way, Trump, he's not opposed to lawlessness and violence as long as it serves him. What more evidence do we need than January 6th?
What? What does January 6th have to do with the riots in L.A.? So, to me, he also went on to rail against Donald Trump picking on Harvard. Again, what does that have to do with what's going on in L.A.? Nothing, but it has a whole lot to do with how he's going to structure his run for the presidency. So, in essence, folks, we know that Gavin has now tossed his hat into the ring. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought you as a service to Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The morning back up there towards Annapolis is arrived now, or has arrived, southbound I-97, right at the ramp at Route 32. But everything else in that area looks good coming off the Bay Bridge and towards I-97. It's always a little busy right there at the ramp at 50 westbound onto I-97. Just checking and moving around the Beltway a little bit. Nothing new there. Several minor accidents now in the city. There had been a wreck at Dr. King at Druid Hill Avenue. There was a wreck at Baltimore Street at Washington Street. Earlier, Baltimore County, with a couple of bad wrecks. Wilkins Avenue right outside the city-county line after the light at Beachfield Avenue and Franklin Boulevard at Nicodemus Road. Both of those are still under investigation. And yeah, your Beltway has the normal delay. Both the tunnels are still backed up coming south from the city-county line. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready by checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today. See Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today is going to be a high between 88 and 92 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm heading into the weekend. They're going to return for the weekend. Hunt Valley, we're at now 66 degrees. Essex has 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for us to do our very best to see if we can stump you or give you stuff. One of the two. Yes, it's time once again for Choose Your Fake News. We do have a contestant on the line. Jody is in Baltimore. Jody, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Would you like to go first, second, or third?
I will go third, please.
She's going to go third. And, of course, this means should you get it right, Jody, then you're going to be walking away with some really cool stuff celebrating WCBM's 100th year in broadcast. So here are your three stories. Story number one. Out in Butte, Montana, they have redone the bathrooms at the courthouse there. This is news because it's typical of government. They said it's going to cost less than $500,000. By the time the bathroom was actually done, the cost was $892,000. So, but they took care of the really important stuff before they took care of the bathrooms, which they characterized, by the way, as being from Noah's Ark. They took care of the fixing the stained glass and rotunda back in 2014. That was $250,000.
Wow.
And they took care of other windows, which was slightly less than more than $1 million for window renovation a couple years after that. But now they finally decided it'd be nice to have indoor plumbing back again in Butte, which is something apparently in Montana is kind of a novelty still.
Wow.
Story number two. Arizona governor has now vetoed a bill banning teaching anti-Semitism. Banning teaching anti-Semitism, saying it is an attack on educators. Yes, Katie Hobbs, who is the governor of Arizona, has vetoed a bill that would have banned the active teaching of anti-Semitism in Arizona schools, another example of the tolerance of the far political left. And story number three, it's a fascinating story. There's a crater that's now been burning nonstop for 40 years. It is in what's called the Mato Grosso province of Brazil, which is kind of on the left-hand side of the map if you look at it near Bolivia. And there, in Spanish or Portuguese names for it, it's either the Asilio do Diabo or the Cuyo del Diablo, which basically means the devil's rear end. And this crater has now been burning for 40 years, and no one can understand why. They don't know if they've tapped into an underground gas thing or what the deal is, but for 40 years now, following its discovery in 2013, because it's way the hell and gone by this Canadian explorer, this thing has been burning by local records for more than 40 years straight, and no one knows why. Story number one. Well, you can finally flush in Butte, if you're feeling flush. Story number two. Hey, we're glad they're teaching anti-Semitism here. No problem at all. Welcome to Arizona. And story number three. The Mato Grosso province in Brazil has a crater, the Auxilio do Diabo, that's been burning now nonstop for 40 years. We'll be Kristen with you.
Oh, goody. Well, they're all probable. But I'm going to think the two government stories maybe are more likely. I think I'll go with number three.
You're going to go with the 40-year nonstop burning crater.
Yes,
all right.
That's not quite all
the
right.
Cuyo del Diablo. Chuck, what about you?
I'll go with the crater.
He's going to go with the crater. Again, story number three. Jody, will you make it unanimous?
I think I'm going to go out on a limb and do number two.
You're going to go number two. You can't believe you'd actually have a governor saying it's okay to teach anti-Semitism in public schools. I can understand why you might make that decision. No one chose number one in Butte, Montana. Yes, indeed. They now finally have bathrooms worth the name of a $1 million toilet because it's just about what they cost to put those things in. That is a true story. Story number two, the Arizona governor vetoing a bill banning the teaching of anti-Semitism. It's okay by her. Katie Hobbs says to do that would be an attack on educators. By the way, next week they're taking a bestiality on the same basis. That is a true story, Jordan, so I'm sorry. So you can give it a try another time. And that means, Chuck, you and Kristen both have a right. The crater, there has been a crater burning in Kazakhstan now for more than 40 years, but its name is in Kazakhstani, and I can't pronounce Kazakhstani, so that's why I made it either Portuguese or Spanish.
And it's just a little further away from where the original story was.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Because halfway around the world.
Well, fine. I'm going to give you the Kazakhstani pronunciation. You try it.
Okay. So, I want my WCBM prize package for getting the right answer.
Me too.
Well, we have that for you next Friday, Chuck. It's something really special. It's going to come at your expense.
Yeah.
Which means, okay. Again, you get to pay for it. How cool is this?
The rubber factory is making my plate as we speak.
Right, good enough. Jordy, give it a try another time. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate your time. 7:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
or just stop by.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-laugh as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean is off getting some well-deserved rest. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, he took the week off, but there was no rest because he was taking care of his two grandchildren of very tender age. The rugrats, ankle biters. He came back looking more tired than when he left. So this week, he's actually catching up with sleep. Real quickly, Herb is in Baltimore. Herb, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to point out, you know, if people know that what's going on in California and what happened in Washington and Seattle and different places with all this rioting, if they understood that this is coming out of their pocket in insurance, and not only out of their pockets in insurance, making it hard to even get insurance. I mean, it's insane how much this is costing everybody in America. But you have these liberal Democrats who just hate Trump so much, they don't care how much this is going to cost everybody else, as long as it makes Trump look bad. You have certain callers that call you up all the time and try to catch you guys in lies, or try to catch you guys with a what if. And these gentlemen need to understand that the Democrat Party right now is going through something that is insane with trying to take and get rid of Trump. The cost of insurance alone and the unrest in the people in this country because of the Trump derangement syndrome that they're going through is truly tearing this country apart.
You got that right, Herb.
As citizens of this country, as a Republican, as a very conservative Republican, I worry about this country because of that, because they really don't care.
Look, I think it's more than they don't care. They want it. They want the eventual destruction. Herb, I got to scoot because of time. Thank you so much for calling. Great insight. I appreciate it. 7:53, talk about insane. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Only on occasion.
Yes. Just between 6 and 9, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, it happens. It's just something that pushes the button and away we go. Westbound 50, if you're coming through Queenstown, there is construction apparently underway now. And the word is right now that they have several lanes blocked in that area. At least the right lane is closed on the westbound side. And there is a backup there to Sportsman's Neck Road. So the local traffic coming through, definitely a heads up for that through Queenstown on the westbound side. Beltway, all your normal delays are there. JFX has been okay south of Ruxton Road through the city-county line. Earlier problems this morning were still backed up to the city-county line for the most part, southbound on 95 and 895 going into the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Start today mild, hot and humid today. High should be between 88 and 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms returning tomorrow through the weekend. Right now, Reisterstown 66 degrees, and Middle River has 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So you heard the rollout of Gavin Newsom's run for the presidency. He's so upset about Los Angeles, he had to include Harvard University and J6. As part of his announcement, because that pertains to Los Angeles and California rather directly. Huh? How you get there from here? It's amazing. Scott Jennings took him on.
This guy's the governor of a state, and it has got one of its most important cities burning on his watch, and he's out here launching a presidential campaign. I mean, there's no other way to listen to what happened. And not conclude that he just launched his presidential campaign on top of this lawlessness that's going on in California. He governs a failed state. He sits atop of a failed state. And he sits, I guess, at the leadership right now of a political party that's wanting to coddle the illegal invasion of our country that's causing what's happening.
Yeah, one of the hard things for Gavin Newsom, on a very practical level, by the way, is does he go for the middle lane or does he go for the left lane? Think of this as a 3 or 4 lane highway. Like this is like 270 down in D.C. where you have, what, 6 lanes across or something like this. Exactly which lane does he end up in? I mean, he may have a path, but is he going to go ahead and take on AOC? Or he's going to take on somebody who's a dark horse like John Fetterman in the run for the presidency in 2028. It would seem that he's decided he's going to run left, at least during the primary, and try to tack back to the center following the primary. Jennings says that, you know, why the controversy? What Trump is doing? What Trump is doing is not all that exceptional. He's doing what presidents are supposed to do.
It's not particularly controversial for Donald Trump to enforce federal law. Our immigration laws, and yet to Democrats and to Gavin Newsom, it's an affront to them for the President of the United States to enforce federal law. I mean, he went down a litany of things that have nothing to do with what's happening in California. All that's happening in California is that a bunch of foreign nationals have occupied large swaths of the United States. One city is burning, and the President of the United States is trying to bring order. That's all that's happening.
Yeah, and no different than it has in the past, no different than during the Civil Rights Movement when John F. Kennedy decided that enough is enough, and he began to federalize National Guardsmen across the South in order to bring order and put away the fire hoses that were being used on citizens of this country. And no different than in times past when the National Guard has been federalized by other presidents. It was federalized in 1992, if I recall correctly, federalized by John Kennedy, federalized in the past before that. And actually, if you think about it, they were federalized, if I recall correctly, following World War II during a postal strike. Where the post office workers went on strike, if memory serves correctly, and decided they weren't going to go to work. So the results were the president at the time, who I believe was Harry Truman. It may have been Eisenhower, but I believe it was Harry Truman, said, all right, fine. We have people who are in uniform who can fill in for you.
I don't think it's going to resonate with the American people. I think it's going to look opportunistic, and people are going to wonder, why in the world is the governor of California complaining about Harvard when one of his cities is on fire?
Yeah, precisely. Why is he announcing in the middle of a riot that basically he wants to be president? Because that's what this was. I mean, we played you a small clip of him earlier this half hour, but the whole thing was basically, look at me, I want to be the Democrat nominee for the presidency. There you go. It strikes me that he would have been far better off with the Sister Soldier movement, He would have been far better off with what Bill Clinton did and have a sister soldier moment where he said to the protesters in his own party and to the left, stop it and stop it right now, and came out forcefully. That would actually win him some votes. This, not so much. Victor Davis Hanson, by the way, some great commentary in the last 24 hours on the mayor of Los Angeles and the governor of New York. I'm sorry, the governor of California. You'll hear some of what Hanson had to say next half hour, and that's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Also coming up, yeah, Whoopi puts her foot on it yet again. It'll be time for The View. And, of course, the clown car comes up the next 30 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There were 242 people on board the Air India jetliner that crashed earlier today in a residential neighborhood in northwest India. The London-bound flight issued a Mayday call shortly before the crash. The BBC's Arunde Mukherjee in Delhi.
We've seen some videos that have come up on social media which show black smoke emanating from the crash site. There are some houses that are visible in the area, but I would hesitate to sort of pinpoint what kind of location this was. We've also tried to piece together some information from the flight radar website. So the last signal that was received was moments, seconds after takeoff.
The plane, a Boeing 787, went down about 5 minutes after departure from the local airport. A defiant Iran is lashing out at the UN after its atomic monitor accused Iran of shirking its nuclear responsibility.
The UN Nuclear Watchdog's Board of Governors has formally found
announce that Iran isn't complying with its nuclear obligations for the first time in 20 years. The move could lead to further tensions with Iran and set in motion an effort to restore United Nations sanctions on Tehran later this year. Iran reacted immediately, saying it will establish a new enrichment facility after the vote against it. The announcement said the facility will be in a secure location and that other measures are also being planned. According to anonymous sources, 19 countries on the International Atomic Energy Agency's board voted for the resolution. I'm Karen Shamas.
Spokane, Washington, among cities seeing rowdy protests against enforcement of federal immigration law. Police in Spokane had to use flashbang grenades to break up crowds of demonstrators. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 284 points. NASDAQ futures off 119. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Crone. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Anne Arundel County, General's Highway. It's in the area of Harold Harbor Road. It's minor, but the traffic gets a little busy through there, kind of running parallel to that section of I-97. The road work in Queenstown apparently was not supposed to start till 9, but they're in there already westbound on Route 50 right at the ramp at 301. We still have all of our normal delays in and around the Beltway. We had two big wrecks early this morning in the county at Franklin Boulevard at Nicodemus Road, Wilkins Avenue right after the light at Beachfield Avenue, and big wreck early this morning going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, still keeping us slow for the traffic both on 95 and 895 southbound. There's a new wreck now coming into Montgomery County, coming down from Frederick, just coming in 270 southbound in the area of Route 28 at Montgomery Avenue, and there's a pretty good size backup there southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon, highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 72 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your local WCBM News headlines. No charges will be filed in a deadly shooting involving Baltimore City Police. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown made the announcement yesterday regarding the August 2024 shooting death of a 17-year-old who raised a gun at officers during a foot chase in southwest Baltimore. A Northeast Maryland mother arrested and charged in connection with the death of her young daughter. An Amber Alert was issued in Delaware last night for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins after her mom reported she'd been kidnapped. It was later canceled after investigators learned the mother had lied. The child's body found today in a vacant lot in Northeast. 31-year-old Darian Randall charged with first and second degree murder. A former Baltimore County teacher has been convicted of sexually abusing a minor. Carlos Arroyo was also found guilty on two counts of second degree assault in the 2024 incidents. Police began to investigate the former Randallstown High School's social studies teacher and soccer coach after they were notified about a sexual assault last April. And a Code Orange air quality alert will be in effect for the Baltimore area today. That means the air quality will be unhealthy for children, the elderly, and people with asthma, heart disease, or lung conditions. Anyone in a sensitive group should avoid strenuous activity or outdoor exercise. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 830, pick 4, 9736. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dino Sports is up next.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Birds with authority last night at Camden Yards. They score 7 in the 8th, capped by a Jordan Westbrook 3-run shot. They maul the Tigers, 10-1 the final. Everyone in the Orioles lineup got a hit. Zach Eflin, 6 2/3 of stellar ball. Jordan Westbrook off the IL says the IL, not good.
It sucked. The IL sucks. I feel for the guys that are still on it now. You know, we got a bunch of them. We got some guys that are close to coming back. They all have the same drive that I did. They just want to get back here and play with this group of guys. It's a fun group. And
big test with the Birds tonight, though. Cy Young winner Terrell Skubal Tarek Skubal for the Tigers. Dean Kramer will go for Baltimore at 6:35 p.m. Yesterday was an interesting day at Ravens practice in that some young pass rushers were highlighted who can add a new dimension to the defense. One of them is second-year player Adisa Isaac out of Penn State, who missed most of last year with hamstring injuries to both legs.
Adversity is nothing new for me, and I feel like, you know, I'm the same under adversity. You know, I just kind of attack it with calmness and a sharp mind, and I feel like, you know, tough times don't last, so it's a matter of just putting my head down, putting the work in, and I know.
And John Harbaugh calling off practice today. Only meetings. This is the final day of voluntary OTAs. And mandatories begin next Tuesday. Coming up in 30 minutes, a sports talk pundit lies through his teeth. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our number 3, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from 9 till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Plasek along from 9 till noon, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And that's always a good show, man. She works her butt off to make sure that the show is as stellar as it is. You can hear it. You hear it in the air product. I've worked with lazy people in the past, one or two, and you can tell they're lazy. And this woman is a hard worker. She brings it every single day. As they say, she leaves it on the field at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, an hour after she's done, she's whipped because she brings it every single day. That's from 9 till noon, right here at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, it's been a strange morning. A lot of the focus this morning continues to be because it's an ongoing story, not just in Los Angeles, but now we're going into this weekend where across the country, there are two very different cultures that are going to be observing this weekend, one reason or another. On one side, those people who will observe Flag Day, and to a much greater extent, the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. And there'll be a major parade in the Army's honor this coming weekend. And then the other culture is a culture that's going to show up at various locations across the country for the no king's gatherings. America doesn't have a king. Donald Trump is not my king. I'm a proud fellow worker. We don't have kings, etc., etc., etc. So it's interesting to see. That's the overlay for what's going to be happening this coming weekend. And, of course, you also have the unrest, to say politely, of Los Angeles now spreading to other cities. In red states, the governors and mayors in red states are preparing. If you take a look at Florida, Ron DeSantis has made it very clear. They have an anti-rioting law or set of them in Florida, and they're ready. People decide to misbehave in that state. You have the First Amendment right. Go ahead and observe your First Amendment. You're honored to do so. It is a country that allows that, encourages it. In Texas, Governor Abbott has already said we have concerns about what could happen in San Antonio. They've already pulled out their National Guard in Texas, and as well as some Texas state troopers, to say we'll be ready should anything happen. In blue states, I don't hear any of those kind of preparations going on. You hear Wes Moore talking about that? We've had riots here, might I remember, you know? Let's give them room to destroy. I don't think the passions are there this time around as they were following Freddie Gray, but who knows? I don't hear any preparations going on in Baltimore City or in Washington, D.C., or in Philadelphia, or any of a number of other blue cities across the country. It's like, oh, yeah, that's going to happen. And we see it happening actually in New York already. There's a piece of audio I'll grab before the end of this hour because it's just worth hearing. This poor woman in New York City, just trying to get to work. She works a 9-to-5. She's a single mom. She's a black woman, and she has a couple of members of Antifa blocking her way. They will not let her through. She cannot get to work. She says to them, please move. I have to get to work. Oh, to work. Oh, I'm really concerned. And that's exactly the attitude they take. Basically, it's, you know, stuff it up yours. They don't care. She says, you're telling me you're going to prevent a black woman from getting to work so I can pay for food for my children? They don't care. It's fine by them. Major culture clashes are on the horizon, folks. 813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A guy who never worries about culture because we can't recall the last time we actually had any. Chuck Whitaker.
It's very sad.
I know.
You know? If it keeps up, I'm going to become a hermit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live under a bridge on Quince Falls Parkway somewhere.
Again?
Oh, again. Nice. My pal, Bruce. Well, I'll take care of him next week. JFX, looking at you live here at the City County Line. You're okay. There's a report. We ain't never going to see this. There's no... I'm sorry about the grammar, but it's okay.
Something wrong with the grammar?
Southbound, there's an accident reported between Cold Spring Lane and Druid Park Lake Drive, and we only have speed cameras there. We don't have access to those. Otherwise, there's no traffic cameras. So heads up, anywhere south of Northern Parkway, report of an accident southbound before Druid Park Lake Drive on the JFX. Another fire call, a lot of fire calls this morning, Baltimore County, this time on Marriottsville Road, with equipment responding from Baltimore County and also Carroll County, and even some city equipment was heading out there to help out. A lot of activity going on. Wilkins Avenue west of Beachfield, that wreck was still there. Franklin Boulevard, big wreck earlier at Nicodemus Road. Construction might still be there. They were supposed to be in at 9. They got there early today in Queenstown on 50 westbound at the ramp at US 301. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. You would do it to hang around, by the way, and listen to the clown cars coming up in just a second and say traffic clown car. I think you'll enjoy. Today, high around 92 degrees. Tomorrow, the rain comes back just in time for the weekend. Oh, thank heavens. Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures. Still in the 60s. We've yet to begin to sky up to 92, which is what we're expecting by later on today. Ocean City right now, one of the more pleasant places to be, 71 degrees. Mid River has 65. And up in Aberdeen, it is currently 63 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for us to find out which lefty has lost it. It's time to head to the circus to find out what's going on with today's Democrat clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, this one is a rich one. This is exactly why I would never be a successful Uber driver. You have here your classic lefty entering for the far left in the Democrat clown car. Clown car makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps this full-figured woman. He says very politely. By full-figured, I mean she's, you can tell by the proportion of the vehicle, she's around 5'9", maybe, and probably around 350, 375 pounds. She's not a small gal. And this is the conversation she had with her Uber driver.
Are you Ben?
Yes, I am.
Do me a favor. Can you move the seat forward? Because it's hitting my knees at this
point. Yeah, no problem. Hold on.
Can you hold on? I didn't even put my seatbelt on, sir. Can you, like, slow down? You in a rush? Because if you're in a rush, I'm going to panic. It's too hot in here. Can I lower this window or something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, your seatbelt is really tight around my neck. Has anybody else complained about this?
No, ma'am. No, they Well, then take it off.
No, I'm not going to take it off. I'm going to an important meeting right now. Like, I can't have my hair off.
You're having an important meeting at 7 p.m.?
What is that your concern? What the f*** I do? I'm trying to explain to you. I'm not getting any ventilation right now. Okay? And I don't appreciate your smart remark about me having a meeting at 7 o'clock, which I'm going to be late because of you. You showed up late.
Sorry about that, okay? I'm sorry.
Are you giving me an attitude, sir?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
All I have to do is report you to Uber, and so be it. You will be kicked off this app, okay? Let me tell you, I've gotten other people kicked off. This freaking seat is leaning on my knee. You have to have consideration for passengers when they get in your car, and you don't question them where they're going. I want another Uber driver.
Well, that could be arranged. I would not have lasted the 120 seconds that to do. I would have sat around a half with you, man. You could hop out right here and call another Uber because you're just flipping impossible. So if you're a good man, roll yourself back into the clown car. Watch out for the seatbelts. It'll be very tight around your neck. But get out of here. Oh, my God. She just went off. That's amazing. 410-WCBM 680. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM 680. Victor Davis Hanson. He may have encapsulated, anticipated, predicted the end of Gavin Newsom's political career, at least if he wants to go any further than being governor of the largest state in the country.
The mayor, Karen Bass, came down in her public comments on the side of the protesters who were protesting the idea of deportation at all, kind of like Kamala Harris used to march against deportation. And Gavin Newsom then gave a series of editorializations that I think have ruined his chances ever to be a serious national candidate. He said this was chaotic. This was reckless. And he said that they were just trying to have an arbitrary deportation quota.
Yeah, an arbitrary deportation quota is what he's accusing the Trump administration of. Hanson said, Gavin, here are the numbers. And the idea of setting up a deportation quota with these numbers in the background, you can't make that square into a circle.
12 million people came into the country illegally. That was 3 million a year. That was 250,000 per month. That was over 8,000 a day. They have not been able to deport more than 1,000 on most days, sometimes 500. They would have to deport 8,000 people every single day for 4 years to get back where we were with 20 million illegal aliens when Joe Biden entered office.
8,000 a day, 365 days a year, one extra during leap year. One final one from Hanson. He says that Newsom basically is pouting because Trump fixed the problem he was incapable of doing.
Now Gavin is mad that they nationalized the California Guard. Trump has that ability. And people said, no president, they have to request it. No, they don't. You think that JFK said to George Wallace when he nationalized the Alabama National Guard, said, would you please let us nationalize your guard so you can be removed from stopping African-American people going to the University of Alabama? No.
No, he didn't. And Victor Davis Hanson says that Gavin Newsom's fail during this entire process, followed by his failed announcement with the presidency, that soft rollout, means he's done for. Man, I hope that he's right. Mostly because the ozone can't take any more of this guy's hairspray. 8:21 right now, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
People in Congress are doing this. The mayor is doing this. There are federal officials who are fomenting this, and they must be held accountable for the rhetoric that is causing yet another riot on top of the riots at Tesla dealerships, on top of 2020, the Democrat Party is sick, mentally ill Marxists, and they don't care if people get hurt. They're praying for it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, it's odd, if you think about it. For a long time, people, to a degree, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, have been saying liberalism is a mental disorder. You look at the way the Democrats are currently behaving. It's no longer tongue-in-cheek. There's something clinically wrong with some of these people when they think what is clearly antisocial behavior is within norms. When they think that doing the stuff that's been happening in Los Angeles is okay. You take a cinder block someplace with a hammer so you can knock off pieces of it and throw it at police officers. That's normal. That's within bounds. You prevent a woman in New York City from getting to work to feed her children because you have a social point to make. That's okay. This stuff is not okay. It's wrong. It's a sign of mental illness. It's 823. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, go out there to the Beltway in Reisterstown Road, throw a rock at a police car.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens to your ass.
Yeah.
You'd be up.
Kiss it goodbye.
You'd be up at the Garrison District in the next 5 minutes.
Yep.
You know, seriously, you know that.
Yes, of course.
You know, so if they see you and they know who you are, you should get locked up now, today. All right. Where are we here? Okay, JFX, the report of an accident, it's not showing now on the screen that we're looking at where we get the data. There is some slowing after Northern Parkway, but the report was the accident was down at Druid Park Lake Drive. It looks like now it may have cleared the roadway. And again, we were back up at the city-county line and did not see anything there. And looking at it again, we're still fine from Ruxton Road at least into Northern Parkway on the southbound side. Still some slowing, of course, in and around the Beltway, and all the heavy traffic still out there for 895 coming south. It's still busy after the Eastern Avenue Bridge and the Erdman Avenue ramp, and we've had the backing and the slowing on 95 this morning. It's still definitely slow right here at Moravia Road is where it's slowing. From there to the Fort McHenry Tunnel is about 2.5-3 miles. Very heavy traffic on 95 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Starts mild today, humid and hot later on this afternoon. A high should be between 88 and 92 degrees. Yeah, it's going to be steamy. Tomorrow, a chance for showers and storms return. And that lasts throughout the entire weekend. Right now, Bel Air, 61 degrees. A lot warmer downtown Baltimore, 72 in Baltimore. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, I played these at the very beginning of the show this morning. And I know that the audience turns over, so I wanted you guys to hear it too. This is what the authorities are running into out in Los Angeles.
This is our city, and this was Mexico. You can't kick us out of the land that was ours. Donald Trump! Fascism! Let our people free!
Let our people free!
Suelta nuestra gente! Push them back! We will not do 1992 again with the tents! I was 12 then! I'm 44 now! I will die for my kids!
She seems to be a little perturbed. And she was asked the following question. Her answer, I'll make sure you can understand it after she gives it.
If you could say something to Donald Trump right now, what would you say?
Donald Trump, you're just mad to send my Hayek when he gave you the time of day, and because Claudia Sheinbaum make you look like a loser.
So, you're just mad because Selma Hayek wouldn't give you the time of day, and because the president of Mexico makes you look like a loser. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that's one point of view from somebody who clearly is an American citizen, or at least apparently is an American citizen. Here's a very different point of view from somebody who came here legally some time ago.
You don't need to be here. You don't deserve to be here. You don't deserve another opportunity in this country because apparently you don't love this country like I do. So, go away.
Just go away. A woman who came to this country legally from Mexico years and years ago has established her little chunk of the American dream, and she looks at these protesters, and she is completely aghast by what she's seeing. Now, one of the interesting notes about this, Harry Enten over at CNN, they run polls, and this is a bit of a shock to him, a bit of a surprise, but it is observable. The legal immigrant population in this country has moved to the right significantly. In 2020, it was 32% more Democrat than Republican. Now, under Donald Trump, they just did the poll again, it is 8% more Republican than it is Democrat. That is a swing of 40% between 4 years ago and now. The pimple has come to a head, folks, and people now see exactly how uncomfortable this is, and they figure Donald Trump is here to lance it. I mean, crass in saying it that fashion, but that, I think, is what's going on. The legal voting population in this country of Native Americans and of people who came here legally from other countries has swung very, very heavily to the right in the last 4 years. Now, is this simply a pendulum swing that will go back the other direction 4 years from now? Who knows? Check back in 4 years. We'll see. I suspect it's a sea change. And one of the things, I know that some people listening to the show just can't stand Donald Trump. I got that. He's rude. He's crass. I think he's much, much better now than he was in the first administration. Much more in control. Much more focused. And he's getting a lot done because of that. But some just cannot stand Donald Trump. I get that. But you cannot ignore the profound changes he has brought to politics in this country since he first ran in 2016. And where this country is now, as opposed to where it was then, a 40% swing toward Donald Trump and toward the Republicans among legal immigrants to this country, from 32 up for the Democrats to 8 up for the Republicans, that's monstrous. And it's reflected in every other population group in this country. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because the low inventory they have in the marketplace and great rates they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know that you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-4s, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, please listen to this. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're ever going to make. So take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. Vinny has manners of selling your home now that did not exist 10 or 20 years ago. So why list with an agent who will sell your home as if it were 20 years ago? He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, 830, once again, News, Central Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. A Baltimore woman arrested and charged with attempted murder following a stabbing last month outside a local strip club. Police say 21-year-old Desiah Parker being held without bond. She's accused of stabbing a 35-year-old woman with a pocket knife on May 24th near the block. Parker was arrested on Monday following a three-week investigation. A physical education teacher at Perry Hall High School is charged with three felonies after being accused of sexually abusing a minor. Baltimore County Police took 40-year-old Sean Brooks into custody earlier this week. He's being held without bond. In a letter to parents, the high school principal, Abby Campbell, says the charge charges are deeply disturbing, and this alleged behavior is completely unacceptable and will not be tolerated. Brooks has taught at the school since 2017. A Northeast Maryland mother arrested in connection with the death of her young daughter. An Amber Alert was issued in Delaware last night for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins after her mom reported she had been kidnapped at gunpoint. However, it was canceled after investigators learned the mother had lied. The child's body found today in a vacant lot in Northeast. 31-year-old Darian Randall charged with first and second degree murder. Her alleged accomplice, 44-year-old Cedric Britton, is also facing charges. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the name of the Howard County officer and the suspect in this week's deadly police-involved shooting. The Independent Investigations Division says Officer Michael McKee shot and killed 23-year-old Micah Booker of Columbia after he allegedly stabbed his brother with a double-edged spear. And Talbot County has removed the DEI statement from its employee handbook due to concerns about losing federal funding for the Eastern Airport. The County Council voted this week to remove the statement after rejecting a resolution to do so in March. The winning Maryland lottery numbers are up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Here are the winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 830. Pick 4, 9736. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
At Wreck in Anne Arundel County is still there. Generals Highway at Harold Harbor Road. So that local traffic there, be on the lookout for that. Then the morning backup is not far away. The usual delay, I-97 southbound right at the merge at Route 32. The wreck on the JFX has officially been now cleared, and everything is open now between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the O's and Tigers tonight at Camden Yards. Birds trying to take 2 of 3 from Detroit after last night's 10-1 win, but it won't be easy. The Tigers send reigning Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal to the hill tonight, having allowed just one run in his past 23 2/3 innings. Skubal 6-1, a 2.16 ERA on the year. In 13 starts, over 83 1/3 innings pitched. 7 walks, 105 strikeouts for Skubal. Team Kramer will take on Skubal tonight at 6:35. Meanwhile, changes coming to Camden Yards. The press box located right behind home plate will be moved beginning next year. In its place, a new premium club accommodating a capacity of 380 people, featuring the best views in Oriole Park, including VIP parking, a private entrance. Ravens did the same thing last year at M&T Bank. Elsewhere in baseball, this one actually from the Vatican, where Cardinal Robert Prevost, a native of Chicago's South Side, was elected the new Pope, as I'm sure you know. He is the first American Pope. He took Pope Leo XIV as his papal name. Well, yesterday, the 69-year-old Pope photographed for the first time wearing a classic White Sox hat during his weekly general audience. He grew up on the South Side of Chicago. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh calling off practice today in Owings Mills on the final day of voluntary OTAs. Meetings only today. Part of it has to do with expected temperatures in the high 90s. Yesterday, pass rush coach Chuck Smith talked talking about another edge rusher looking to make an impact this season.
Latavius Robinson is everything you look for. He's going to be a good rusher. He's adding rush moves in his repertoire. He's got power. But make no bones about it, Latavius Robinson is a centerpiece in our defensive front for what he does in moving forward.
Latavius Robinson and Adisa Isaac expected to contribute big time this year to the Ravens' pass rush. The 125th U.S. Open underway now at Oakmont, just outside Pittsburgh, home of 9 previous Opens, the last one in 2016. Notable tee times going off at 7:29 this morning. Bryson DeChambeau and Xander Schauffele. 7:40 Rory McIlroy this afternoon. Scottie Scheffler, the favorite, will go off at 1:25 p.m. NBA last night, Pacers take a 2-1 lead on OKC. 116-107 was the final. Tyrese Halliburton, 22 points, 11 assists for Indiana. Tonight, game 4 of the Stanley Cup final in Sunrise, Florida. Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. The time now is 8:36. When we return, a Sports Talk pundit wades into the deep end.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You're probably familiar with the name Dan Lebatard. Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
No,
okay. Dan Lebatard is a longtime Sports Talk pundit. He's based out of Miami. I think he's got a national show.
Okay.
But for years and years, he was popular in Miami. And I, like I said, I think it's national now. Anyway, on his show yesterday, called the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz, which is a partner of his on the show, he wades into the debate about what's going on in L.A. with the riots. Here's Dan Lebatard's take.
Is what is happening in California, what is happening in Los Angeles, never mind the optics of it. The optics of it are horrifying enough. The reality of what is happening there with peaceful protests and what feels like state militia being rubber bulleting about just basic American freedoms because we are now going for whiter nation.
We are now going for whiter nation. Not whiter, W-I-D-E-R. Whiter, W-H-I-T-E-R. Can you believe?
That sometimes you got to just say stick in your lane, you know? Just stay in your lane.
Peaceful protests.
Yeah. This would be like saying about Brittany Griner after she made those comments about Caitlin Clark. She said that she was unpleasant looking. No, that's not what happened at all. No, I'm sorry. It's peaceful protests. And okay. Yeah.
This is what we have.
Stay in your lane, sport. Just stay in your lane. Look, you better get informed. It's fine if you want to come in, but just get informed. Learn what's actually going on before you decide you can spot off on something. It'd be as uninformed as because I've not really done a lot of research on the agreement that apparently was come to yesterday between the U.S. and China on trade. If I decided right now with no background, I'm going to spot off on that. I've not done enough research to know what the hell I'm talking about.
You know, I've got an interesting take on this. 10 years ago, 2013, actually 12, 2013, this is where we've come in terms of sports and politics.
Yeah.
I was working for CBS at that time, and I made a comment on a talk show. There was a young guy who was playing for the University of Virginia basketball. His last name was Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think he was a nephew, maybe a great nephew.
Okay,
and I said, and he had a great game, and they beat Maryland. And I said, I'm sure the guy's a nice young guy, but I just can't root for a guy named Farrakhan. And I got skewered by people who said, "Don't talk about politics. You're a sports guy.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane." Blah. Here we are, 12 years later, where no sports guy apparently can stay in their lane. Maybe me even included. In fact, there's even no lane anymore.
No, no, beyond the Lois.
It's the world we live in.
Yep. Thanks. I'll go back into it again. I said, "Yeah, beyond Lois."
Beyond Lois Lane.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. You're a hard guy to keep up with, let me just say.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott every Thursday. Boy, what a delight this is. We have the opportunity to pick somebody's mind who is really very, very good at what she does and knows the background of the topic she talks about. Mackenzie Frost joins us right now from Channel 45. Good morning, Mackenzie. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Fine. I don't know if you ever read 1984 or not, but toward the beginning, they have a guy just dumping stuff down the memory hole. It seems to me Schiraldi has just gone down the memory hole. I mean, who was this guy? Did he work here for a while? I can't remember.
Yes. Man, it's been a week's worth of news already, huh?
Yep. It really has. So what are your observations on this? I mean, there's no big announcement. No, this is why. Nothing. It's simply, he's no longer here, and okay, next.
Yeah, so it was kind of by surprise on Monday evening, right? We had this news release from the governor's office after 6 o'clock that, you know, Vincent Schiraldi, no longer the Secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services, and now we have Betsy Fox Tolentino, who is the Acting Secretary, just on a Monday, just via news release, kind of, honestly, a little bit of a surprise, kind of expecting something like that would have come, honestly, by a Friday news dump, if that's how they were going to do it, without a big news conference. But here we are, still nothing new, no news conference from DJS, no news conference from the governor's office, no on-camera interviews from the governor about this, but that's what we got.
Now, she is now the acting director. What's the process from here?
So she'll have to go through the confirmation process, and we did hear from the governor that she is his pick for the permanent pick for the secretary, so she'll have to go through the full Senate confirmation, and from what I've been told, that will likely take place during the General Assembly session in January, so we'll have to wait for the session to begin. It'll go through the Executive Nominations Committee process, just like any other appointment process would go through, so there'll be hearings, there'll be some vetting process, there'll be committee hearings, and senators will have the opportunities to ask questions, just like Vincent Schiraldi did 2.5 years ago when he was first appointed as well.
Okay, Mackenzie, what do we know about her?
Well, we know that she has a lengthy history. She worked in the Department of Juvenile Services. She started her career as a public defender, and she worked in DJS. She worked under the Hogan administration. At one point, she was a deputy secretary. And then she left public office and she worked for the nonprofit ROCA, which operates in Baltimore City, and it does some work in Baltimore County as well. And we've done some reporting with ROCA. It works with high-risk youth, trying to get them out of a life of violence, and they've been pretty successful. They have some data showing how successful they are working on the ground with these young people. They get them some job training. They have mentoring. They have various skills training as well as apprenticeship programs, and she's been working with ROCA since 2022, and that was part of the reason why the governor says why he picked her to go and work as the secretary for DJS as well.
Mackenzie Frost is with us. We're looking in depth. Mackenzie, hang on a second. More to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 843. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty much the normal delays are still out there on the Beltway, so really nothing major right now. But the Parkville side through Greenspring and down the west side, that's all still busy. The southwest side looks good right at the area of 695 and the BW Parkway. Both the tunnels still hurting from earlier problems this morning. Still very heavy traffic. We're moving, but everybody's still backed up. We're in the range of 15, maybe 20 minutes southbound, both on 95 and 895 through there. Jeff X did recover. There was an accident southbound near Druid Park Lake Drive. That's cleared now, and we're okay from the city-county line into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, it's going to be hot today. 92 degrees is what we're looking at as far as the expected high today. Rains return tomorrow. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now it's a 73 degrees in Pikesville. I'm beginning to warm up. Baltimore already 78. It's hopped up a good bit last hour. So right now talking with Mackenzie Frost of Chandler 45. We're looking at things in depth. Brand new acting secretary of Juvenile Services. Now, what do we know about her attitude toward some of the programs Schiraldi had in place, which we would have said were not successful? Is she going to continue them? Is she going to trash them? Any insights there?
Well, those are some questions that a lot of people want the answers to, and we sent questions to the Department of Juvenile Services yesterday asking those exact questions. We have yet to get answers to those. A lot of people, lawmakers, community activists, community members, want to know what type of policy she's going to implement, because that is really part of the biggest problems that we've continued to hear about DJS and the juvenile crime issues around the state, right, is the policies coming out of DJS. Now, we haven't heard any sort of information or ideas about how this department will move forward. We've requested interviews with the acting secretary, Betsy Fox Tolentino. The department says that they're working on scheduling interviews. No indication as to when that will take place, but that is the biggest question on pretty much everybody's mind as to what she's going to do and how she will move this department forward, and whether she will continue with the policies that now former Secretary Vincent Schiraldi had in place, or if she will completely change direction.
Mackenzie Frost is with us. Excuse me, government investigations reporter, Channel 45 in depth. By the way, our conversation right now is a couple of minutes before you're scheduled to talk with Ivan Bates, who has now been named the president of the State's Attorneys Association. What do you want to find out from him?
Yeah, that's right. We're actually in Ocean City right now. We're getting ready to talk with him. I want to know, what is he looking forward to? What is he looking to working with this new secretary and the state's attorneys across the state? You know, one of the biggest things we heard from the governor about why he wanted to change directions with the leadership within DJS is he wanted to build new partnerships with the law enforcement and prosecutors between those partners and the Department of Juvenile Services. So I'm curious to know how City State's Attorney Ivan Bates feels about working with this new secretary moving forward, and what that partnership will look like moving forward, and his views on her, if he's had any working relationships with her in the past, his views on any indication about her policies and how to rebuild any sort of relationship working with juvenile crime, and his, if he's hopeful that there will be a path forward.
Well, so far, you know, he has carved his own path here and gotten some very positive reviews because of that. And it doesn't strike me that he's going to be all that amenable to simply being a rubber stamp. And the political overlay for many of us is taking a look at this and saying, this isn't being done in a vacuum. Moore would like to be a candidate for the presidency, and this has to have some bearing on that. Everything plays together eventually in this great big jigsaw puzzle. How do you think Ivan Bates will view that political overlay?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, he has never shied away from expressing his frustration about how DJS is operated, right? We've heard him talk about how the policies have impacted his office and the frustrations with the community members. He shared the frustrations with people who are dealing with the victims of some of these juvenile crime and the violence that we continue to see. So it'll be interesting to see if he believes that this change was, you know, we've heard from other people that this was too little too late. So I'll be interested to see if he shares some of those same views as well, and whether this timing had any other factors that maybe the governor thought about as well.
Okay, one final question for you before I let you go. A bit far afield, but is there any interest in finding out from Ivan Bates his plans post the state's attorney's office?
I think a lot of people want to know that, right?
Yeah.
I will see what I can do, and I will ask him, whether it's at this interview, or I'll keep that in the back of my mind. And I'm sure this won't be the last interview that I have with him. And so we'll see. You'll have to tune in at 5:30 on In Depth and see if he answers that question.
I will do exactly that. Mackenzie Frost, as always, thank you for your time. I love your insight and your research. You do good work. You really do.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This afternoon, 5:30, Channel 45, Mackenzie Frost, In Depth. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. Sean has a week off. I'm Bruce Elliott. It's 8:50.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income in retirement, any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there's a new bumper sticker, poster, whatever the hell it is, out. As resist vertically. And, of course, has been an acronym, REACT, ENDURE, STAND UP, INCITE, STAY STRONG, TAKE CHARGE. People spend more time doing these acronyms than virtually anything I can think of. Although I had a job years ago for then CMP Telephone. They come up with a program called the Community Action Plan. What was it? Community Reaction Action Plan or something like this. And then they put the acronym on the binders and put them on people's desks. It did not work out quite as they thought. I think they renamed it pretty quickly after that. So the resist people, I want you to react, endure, stand up, incite, stay strong, and take charge. And make sure you're also responsible for the Community Reaction Action Plan. It's 8:53. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There is some late slowing at both the harbor tunnels as you're moving south. They're still there, but a little better now. 895, the pace has picked up somewhat now for the traffic moving south through that area. And then here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open, changing the camera back over here to 95. Not bad at all now. So everybody's improving, barring any late problems. You're still under maybe 10, 15 minutes at the most on the southbound side. Some slowing on the Beltway. JFX did recover from the earlier accident near Druid Park Lake Drive. Construction westbound 50, 301. They'll be there through the midday. And it looks like Anne Arundel County is still working on that wreck at the Generals Highway area at Herald Harbor Road. They were directing traffic there as of about 10 to 15 minutes ago. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thank you, Chuck. Today it starts mild, hot, and humid by this afternoon. High should be between 88 and 92 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and storms returning through the weekend. There is an air quality alert in effect until around 5:15 this afternoon. And with these temperatures, please, if you have asthma, if you have breathing difficulties, if you know somebody who does, make sure that they are in a cool place during the course of the day, because really, really bad things can happen to folks with breathing issues on a day this hot. Right now, Bel Air 72 degrees, Baltimore already up to 81 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Josh Hawley had the opportunity yesterday. Actually, this has somehow gotten buried by the avalanche of riot news that's been going on, but it is a major story. Remember the New Jersey Democrat who gave the bum's rush to the ICE guy? I think it was a guy, maybe a woman, put hands on the ICE employee, pushed the ICE employee in an effort to get into the ICE facility a couple of weeks ago. Well, guess what? There's a problem she has. Josh Hawley says that her name, it's LaMonica MacGyver, and she has not been charged.
When the Democrats had Donald Trump indicted like a billion times on completely fake charges, they said over and over, no one's above the law, no one's above the law. Well, guess what, Dems? No one's above the law. And these are real charges because we've all seen the video. We've seen it with our own eyes. There you've got a sitting congresswoman who is assaulting a police officer, an ICE officer, a law enforcement officer. We could see it on the tape, and we're going to see it a billion times because those are the facts. And if you do the crime, you have to do the time.
Alina Hala, who is now the prosecutor, a federal prosecutor in that state, has said, yes, she's now been charged with that crime. If you take Hala's boss at her word, Pam Bondi, Bondi says, if you lay hands on a federal police officer, we're going to come after you. We'll see if there's actually one set of laws for everybody or whether LaMonica MacGyver has a different set of laws that apply to her. Because if a human being, a normal human being, a somehow non-authoritarian human being, I'm here for my congressional responsibilities, had done this, we know how it's to play out. We'll see if it plays out for her. Josh says, the idea that she says that she was just there doing her job is absolute bunk.
Doing her job. Her job is to assault law enforcement officers. These Dems have lost their minds. They're going around, literally, Laura, from prison to prison to try and hold hands and give hugs to terrorists and to thugs. Now they're making excuses for what's going on in L.A. while thugs burn down that city. These people are nuts. And if you assault a cop, you're a member of Congress, you assault a cop, you ought to go to jail.
Yeah, period. Just as a normal citizen should. You ought to be put on trial, and she's not been charged. She will be put on trial. You ought to be put on trial, and if convicted, you should actually spend the same amount of time that any other convict would be spending. And something tells me that may not happen, but who knows? Hope does spring eternal in these kinds of things. Hawley says that what we need is a uniform application. And this is an indication of what happens if you let people just go out of control, like in Los Angeles. The idea is somehow that, well, there's a certain level of violence that's acceptable. And you look at the violence you're talking about. They're talking about, you know, chucking concrete at police officers, shooting commercial fireworks directly at them, which can kill them. If that's acceptable behavior, well, wow, what LaMonica MacGyver did, this is child's play. She should probably get an award for restraint, if nothing else. Well, Hawley says no. What we really need is some sense of law and order.
I'm glad they're prosecuting her. I hope this sends a message to all the thugs across the country who are out there assaulting cops. Do the crime, do the time. It's law and order time. Donald Trump is in office now. It is law and order in America. That's what people voted for. That's what we need. That's what's going to make our streets safe again.
Yeah, and this weekend is a time to apply that, by the way. The No Kings protest Saturday. It's being held various locations across Baltimore, from Aberdeen all the way to Annapolis, from Parole to Chevy Chase, various locations. I don't know what they're expected to draw, what they're going to be doing at these things, but a whole lot of these advocacy groups have signed up in support of the No Kings protests, and you can go to your local news source and find out where they're going to be. They'll take the streets on Saturday, the No Kings rallies, to coincide with a military parade commemorating the Army's 250th anniversary. Okay. Think about this. Again, there's a culture clash. We're going to see it play out perfectly this weekend. You have these advocacy groups that put together the No Kings protest because somehow they think that Donald Trump is pretending he's a king. You know, he's actually just doing what the Constitution says he should do, but okay. Have it your way. And on the other side of that cultural divide, you have a major parade celebrating 250 years of the Army and celebrating Flag Day. And yeah, I know it's also Donald Trump's birthday, but that's not what this is about. This is about celebrating 250 years of service to this country by members of the Army who are serving and who have served and honoring our flag. Or, of course, there's always No Kings. You choose. Kim Klasick is next. Thanks very much for having us in this morning. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.